You often have machlekes satanoim. You always have machlekes satanoim. Kemat and everything, there's machlekes satanoim. So we have it happens that Reb Shimon disagrees with the Chachamim on two things in our sugya. And the Gemara links up the solution to the two things pose problems according to Reb Shimon. The Gemara has one solution for the both problems, because they're both similar. They're both a little bit related. One topic is Reb Shimon's opinion is that shechita she'ena ruya lav shmo shechita. What does that mean? If yishech doesn't have to be also b'hanah. If yishech the behema treifa, it's also b'achilus a lav shmo shechita. Lav shmo shechita b'negeta. What b'negeta? There's no kisei adam and there's no osav ezmano and there's no chiyuv dalad behe. So the Gemara says shechita she'ena ruya lav shmo shechita means, If it's not roi lachila, there was no way to be matir. From the time that it became a treifa, so there was no way to undo the treifas. But let's say there was some reason why the behema was aser bachila when you were about to shecht, that there was some reason why it was going to be aser bachila, and you could have theoretically solved that problem. So even if you didn't solve the problem, it's not called the shechita she'ena ruya. Shechita ha'ruya means theoretically it could have been mutar b'achil. Even if b'poel mamish, it's not mutar b'achil. That's how the Gemara says over here. According to Reish Lakish, we're talking yishechting balimumim b'chutz. So the Gemara asked the kasha, but it's still a shechita she'ena. According to Reb Shimon, it's a shechita she'ena ruya. So the Gemara says, well, since Kalayim would lift this kipadik dam, even though the Maisa you weren't paid it, so it's called the Shechita Haruya. Or according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that you're talking about a situation where you shechted the kachim bifnim. You shechted the kachim bifnim, but if you shechted l'shem l'shman, or you shechted stama, then it's oil l'bailim l'shem chayvo. Then the Gemara says, Hari Chazir came with the Bailim, and the Bezin can't make a Gemara din that the Ganav has to pay Dalit Behe if it's Chazir came with the Bailim. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case. Shenishbach Adam. They shechted the carbon, they were Mekabal Adam and the Klisharis, it was Zaymid Lezrika, and then it was Nishbach Adam. So since it was Nishbach Adam, so it's not Oil of the Bailim Shem Chaybi, you can't say Chazir came with the Bailim. Hi, but let it be a Shechita Sheni Ruya, if the whole thing is no good. The Gemara says, no. Once it was Niskaba Haldam Bekli, so since theoretically, Kalai Midlizri Kizarek Dami, so the theoretical possibility that you could have made it Mutabachila, the Maisa was Nishbachada, Maisa was never became Mutabachila. Since there was a theoretical possibility of making it Mutabachila, so that's enough to be called a Shechita Haruya. Shechita Haruya doesn't mean that it should actually be Mutabachila Bepoel Mamish. If it's Roy means theoretically. If it's Roy Lachila, theoretically it would have been Mutta Bachila. So how would you say this expression? Kol Haimid Lizrek Kizarek Dami, Kol Haimid Lifters Kipari Dami. It doesn't, he never said Kipari Dami. What he really meant to say was Kol Haimid Lizrek, Dino Kaimid Lizrek, Kol Haimid Lifters, Nechshav Kaimid Lifters. If it's Haimid Lizrek, so it has a theoretical head. He didn't say that Kalayim and Lizrik is considered as if it, the Reb Shimon ever say that when you have a carbon, you mekabel adam and nikli, there's no need to do this rikas adam. Omer Lizrik, zark dam is a fartik, you finish. No, he never said like that. He said Kalayim and Lizrik, Omer Lizrik. Kalayim and Liftas is Omer Liftas, that's all. That solves his problem with Shechita Sheni Ruya. The Reb Shimon had another din. Shimon has another din that he disagrees with the Rabbana. That he holds that Isuri Hanoa are not mekabel tumah. The Rabbana disagreed, there is no such thing. As long as it's Roy Lachila Sodom, a Nochri would eat it. It's also about not for us, but a Nochri would eat it. So it's Roy Lachila Sodom. If the food is despicable, it's awful, it tastes awful, it's only Roy Lachila Sapehma, then the din is that it's not Mekabal Tumah. There are only four categories of things that are Mekabal Tumah. Adam Mekalem Ochel Mamashkim. So the Ochel Mamashkim have to be Roy Lachila Sodom. Fine. So Reb Shimon comes up with a new idea. Kol oichal asher yeyochel mekol mashke sheishasa b'chol kli yitma. Oichal asher yeyochel, it's not enough if it's roi l'achila. It has to be oichal shata yochel l'achila l'achem. It has to be muta b'hano. If it's asa b'hano, and if a Jew owns it, he's not allowed to feed it to a nochri. Even though a Jew, let's say a Jew doesn't own it. It belongs to a nochri. No. if it's not oichel hashei yochel, if you're not allowed to feed it to the nochri because it's also about noah, then it's not mekabel tumah, because that's not called oichel hashei yochel. So Reb Shimon holds from this shita. So Reb Shimon solves a problem. He says that basa b'cholav is mekabel tumah. He divides half of the yisuri hano. Some yisuri hano are mekabel tumah, and other yisuri hano are not mekabel tumah. So if it's orla, calls man the Paris when mechuba lekarka, they're not mekabel tumah. Pasuk and Chumash. It's only mekabel tumah after it's detached from the ground. Orla, the minute it's detached from the ground, it's also b'hano. There was an original stage when the orla was growing on the trees, in the early stages, that it was still muta b'achila. Orla only becomes also b'achila when you have a development of the pre. In the earlier stages of the pre, it's muta b'hano. Once it keeps on developing and it becomes a peri, in the early stages it's called eitz, it's not called a pre. When it keeps on developing, so then it's called the pre. And peris orla are only osir. How does the pasuk say? Varalt malasa es pirio. It's only osir bahano when it's a pre. When it's in the early stages, it's called eitz biyamo, so it's not yet osir bahano. But when it's mechubal karka, it's not mekabel tumah. So that's not called hoysa lo shas akosha. Theoretically, it could have been mekabel tumah in the early stages. No, it's not mekabel tumah when it's mechubal karka. So the only time it begins to be able to be, the only time it's what to discuss. It's not called oichel when it's still attached to the tree. The only time you begin to discuss whether it's mekabel tumah is after it's nitlash from the tree, after it's nitlash right away from the first second on, it's osir b'hano. So the rabbanon say, so what? It's edible. It's oichel hashei yochel. A non-Jew would eat it. A Jew is not allowed to eat it. A non-religious Jew or a non-Jewish person would eat it. So it's roi lachila, so it's mekabel tumah. Rab Shimon says not mekabel tumah. Orla is not mekabel tumah. Kloya kerem is not mekabel tumah. When they're growing on the ground, you have the tvua growing over here and the geffen growing over there. When they first start growing, it's mutar bahanua. After it develops to a certain stage, it keeps on growing, so then it becomes also bahanua. So the fact that it was mutar bahanua before, that doesn't make it. Reb Shimon is not going to say that it's in kabel tumah because mechubal karka is not a kabel tumah. It's not called oichel. From the first moment that the Kloy HaKerem was detached from the ground, and is what to discuss, is it Mekabel Tumah? From the first second, from the first moment, it was ready also Bahano. So the Rab Shimon holds that it's not called Oichel HaShei Yochel. When does he agree that there are Isuri Hano that are Mekabel Tumah? Basa B'Cholav. That's his example. Basa B'Cholav. Because Basa B'Cholav, originally, the Basa was Mekabel Tumah, the Cholav was Mekabel Tumah. Then you mix it together, you make it Isuri Hano. So now all of a sudden you're going to say, for the last week, it was mekabel tumah, roi lekabel tumah. And now all of a sudden, because it became yisurei hano, it's not mekabel tumah. So he says, hol v'hoysa lo shas hakosha. Since it used to be able, since it was roi lekabel tumah previously, so it's still roi lekabel tumah now. So he says the same regarding paraduma. Paraduma is mekabel tumah. Why is paraduma mekabel tumah? Calls man that it's a live animal, it's not mekabel tumah. When you shechta the shem paraduma, goodbye. Then it's kodesh, hekdesh is also b'hano. So it's also b'hano, how is that? How is that called Oichel HaShei Yochel? That should be like Orla and Klai HaKerem. So he says, because right now it lends itself to Pinyon theoretically. And Kolay Medliftos Kipari Domi. What does it mean Kolay Medliftos? It doesn't mean Kipari Domi. It means Kolay Medliftos Ay Medliftos. It has the theoretical possibility of being Paided. So the theoretical possibility is enough to label it as Oichel HaShei Yochel, just like Shechita Sheinu Ruya. The theoretical possibility that you could have made it Mutabachil, even though the Maisa you didn't make it Mutabachil. Theoretical ability to make it Mutabachil makes it called Shechita Haruya. So Reb Shimon holds the theoretical possibility of making it Mutabahano. There's one kind of Hol B'Hoysol HaShas HaKosher. If the Basar and the Cholav originally were Mutabahano and now you cook it together, so it used to be Roy LeKabel Tumah. So it still remains Roy LeKabel Tumah now. And here there's a thing. From the first moment on, that when I shech the animal, kozman the animal is alive, is not mekabel tumah. From the first minute that I shech the animal, it's an isa kodesh, it's an isa meila. You're not allowed to get hanuas. I should say that it's not mekabel tumah. So he says no. Even after you shecht it, there was a theoretical possibility of being poided. So even though you were bepoil mamish, you were never poided. That theoretical possibility makes it called oichel hashei yochel. Then the lashon that Reb Shimon uses, he says, "Pora is mekabel tumah soichlim." The Tosefta on Pora—that's the Afayin Zayin Amaral. If you can't miss it in the Gemara, one line on the Daf. Pora mekabel tumah soichlim. Halva hoysel hashas hakosher. So Tosef says the lashon is megumgum. By basa b'chalav, he says halva hoysel hashas hakosher. Before you cook the basar b'chalav together, the basar alon, the chalav alon was mutabano, and it was roi l'kabel tumah, so now it's still roi l'kabel tumah. Paraduma was never roi l'kabel tumah. While it was alive, there's nothing to discuss. It doesn't count. The moment you shechted it, the shame paraduma, it's still kodesh. He should have said differently. Parah m'kabel tumah sarichlam hoyal v'roi l'vdoso. Kaloi m'liftus kipari domi. That's where Reish Lakish fills in. But Rav Shimon doesn't really say that. He says, had the ability. What do you mean? When did what ability? What ability did it have? So Tosis explains what it means. It doesn't mean because he could have been poided while it was alive. Poided while it's alive. While it's alive, it doesn't have a shame oichel. It's not mekabel tumah. No. You reach a stage by paraduma that you're no longer allowed to be poided. But there was a previous stage before that, that after you shechted it, you could have been poided. So Rav Shimon says that even at the later stage, that the din doesn't permit you to be poided, and now it doesn't lend itself to pidyon, and now it's absolutely ochel asher. It's not ochel asher yeochel. It's isuri hanoah, which don't lend themselves to heter hanoah. But since there was a previous stage after the shechita, at which time you had the theoretical possibility to be poided, so I say, they're the combination together. Koloim and lift is kipari dami had the theoretical possibility of being paided, even though Lamaisa you didn't paid it. And even now you reach the time that you cannot be paided. I say, hol hoysalo shasa kosha. By basa b'cholav, originally it was mamish hol hoysalo shasa kosha. The basa n'cholav alom mutabah no. So they could have been mekabel tumah before. So even though you cook it together, now it's also b'no. Since it was roi l'kabel tumah before, so it's still roi l'kabel tumah now. Here he has a chiddush on top of a chiddush. He says, if you shech the paraduma right away, so it's also b'no. While it's alive, it's nothing to discuss, can't be mekabel tumah. After you shech it, it's kodesh, it's also b'no. But he says, it's roi l'vdosam. So kolam l'vdos kipari dami, what does it mean? The theoretical possibility to make it mutabano, even though poil mamish, you're not going to do it. No one plans to do it. The theoretical possibility makes it that it's called oichal asher yochal. Then even if you reach a later time, something happens later, and now that possibility no longer exists, as you keep on going further into the development of the asiyas paraduma, the seir asiyas paraduma, you no longer have the possibility to be paided. Then you say, since 10 minutes ago you had the ability. What changed over here? So that's what Tosis says. On the top line we read yesterday. On the top line on Ayin Zayin Amalap Teima, but it does have pidyon. That's exactly that's what Reish Lakish says on Amin Beis. Reb Shimon Parah Niftas Agabi Marachasa. You can be paid to the paraduma even after you shechted it, even after the flesh is piled up on the logs and you're about to burn it. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds that it's kotcha bedek habayis. What does it mean kotcha bedek habayis? The din is that kotcha mizbeach, if you have a korban, dushas haguf la mizbeach, so it doesn't get any pidyon unless it gets a mum kavua. Even if it has a psul. Let's say the animal becomes a raver nirva muktze nevad. After you magdash it, it becomes a pasul korban. You can't use it. Or let's say by ofos there's no psula balmum, but there's a psula mechusareva. So let's say someone's magdash an of, and then it becomes a mechusareva later on. So the Gemara says it ain't pinyon ofos. There's no pinyon. Why? Because by ofos there's no dinah balmum. There's not. It can have a mum, but al pidin halacha doesn't label it as a psula of a balmum. Mechusareva is a different halacha. It's not that by behemis. Any mum kavua pasuls and bayoifos only a mum kavua of v'chusareva. No, it's a different din. V'chusareva bayoifos is a totally different din. So that's the Gemara in Me'ila. The Gemara says that ain pinyan l'ofos because there's no din of bal mum bayoifos. You can only be paid a korban that has a kedusha guf l'mizbeach if it gets a mum kavua. And al pidin the halacha recognizes is it a mum kavua. Bayoifos, the halacha doesn't label it as a mum kavua. The halacha says either it's a mechusareva or it's not, but it's not called a balmum kavua. If someone is magdish something lebedek habayis, lebedek habayis, all it has is kedushas damim lamizbeach. If someone is magdish something ledamim, kedushas damim lamizbeach, a person has a whole library full of books, and he's magdish all the books for the sake of purchasing a lot of karbonas shlamim, or a lot of karbonas soilim. So the books, the svarim, whatever, the furniture, the clothing, whatever his property is, doesn't get the Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach. Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach is only on a Behemoth Mima. Behemoth Torah Mima. it gets a kedusha as damim lamizbech. Let's say somebody's magdush an elephant. Someone's magdush an elephant for the purpose of kedusha as damim lamizbech. He can't be makriv the elephant as an oil shlamin. He's magdush a horse, an elephant, a behemoth meya. That's not shach to be makriv on the mizbech. So that gets a kedusha as damim lamizbech. So you don't have to wait till it gets a mum. Whatever has a kedusha as damim lamizbech lends itself to pidyon right away. Whatever is kosher bedek habayis has pidyon right away. If it's kedusha aguf lamizbech, so it only has pidyon if it gets a mum kavua. So that's what the Gemara says. Reb Shimon's opinion is in Shavuos. Reb Shimon says that par aduma has the status of kosher bedek habayis. Therefore, what? That's the explanation as to why Rish Lakish says on the top line on Ein Zayin on the base. I'm a high Reb Shimon. Par nipnas agabi marachasa. Par aduma has pidyon not only while it's alive, not only before if you're magdish. A para as a noila shlomim achatos. It says in the pasuk in Parshas Chukas when you prepare a paraduma, so it says chatosi. So what does it mean chatosi? It's not a korban chatos. It's not korav al gabi hamizbeach at all. It's not bo b'fnim at all. So the Gemara says chatos kariy rachmana. The Torah calls it achatos. What does it mean? The Torah calls it achatos despite the fact that it's not at all a korban. Torah declares it as achatos with respect to certain halachas that you have to treat it as if it were a korban chatas. So the Gemara in different mesichtas discusses to what extent do you declare chatas kai rachmana. The Taisus on this daf on Ayin Zayin on the base is medayik for that lashon. The top Taisus I'm a higher Reb Shimon. Taisus writes v'kama mekaymas kama here. Right after it says avodazar daf chav gimel amid beis. Right in the middle of the Taisus, you have in parentheses it says avodazar daf chav gimel amid beis v'sham. V'sham means there's a Taisus on that daf that discusses the same topic. That's what it always means v'sham. So here it says shmami. Then in the next line they said v'kama mekaymis. Many places the Gemara says kama chatas kariy rachmana. The Torah calls a paraduma chatas mashma that it's not a real chatas. The Gemara's lashon. Chatos he, the pasuk says chatos he in Parshas Chukas. So the Gemara says chatos kari rachmana. What do you see from that lashon kari rachmana? The kachim better kabayisi. It's not kachim mizbeach. L'chola day is not kachim mizbeach. The Torah, the Gemara says it's called a chatos. It has certain dinim like a chatos, but it's not a real korban chatos. It's really kachim better kabayis. Taisus doesn't believe that anybody thinks that it's kachim mizbeach. The Gemara presents it as if it's a machlekes hatanoim. Where the paraduma is kachim is berhana. Here Taisus writes, look a few lines before Abu Dizar Dafkov Gimel. Vim hayinu armim de l'rabbanam parah kachim is berhi. Here the top line again on the daf, on ayin zayinim abeis. Amr ishlok, jayim ha rab shimon parah nivta zagabi marachas. Rab shimon holds it can be paid a paraduma even after you shechted it. And the top line of Taisus, they quote that the chachamim disagree. That's a gemar. Nireh. Shiratza loymar, Ishlokish means to say that filim the rabbanim mutal of dosa. How do you know that even with the rabbanim halacha lemaisa you can be part of the besof perakam the shvuas tafir alav die kamasnita the maseches pora the tosefkin pora has a loshin shchato agabi marachasa if he shechted once he shechted the paraduma ein la pidia oilomis you absolutely cannot be paid there. So the Gemara said that's in disagreement with Reb Shimon Shita. Ishlokish points out according to Reb Shimon. It could even be paid the paraduma not only while it's alive, and it doesn't have to get a mum kavua because it's kachem bere kabayis. That's what that losha means. It's not kachem mizbech that you should say you can only be paid it if it develops a mum kavua. It's kachem bere kabayis. You can be paid it without a mum kavua. But Rish Lakish says not only can you be paid it while it's alive, you can even be paid it after the shechita. And the Tosefta says, Perek Aleph and Parah says shchata agabi marachasa. If you shech the paraduma and you're about to burn it on top of the pile of wood, the maracha means a pile of wood, ein la pidiyo elomis, you absolutely cannot be paid. So the Gemara says that's the loyasi kereb shimon. The Reb Shimon, if the sikir ashkohan ha'acha. So the Gemara says in Shavuos, daf yad aleph, and base, it's a machlokes hatanoim, Reb Shimon and the Rabban. So what do the Rabban hold? The Rabban hold, you can never be paid the paraduma, even while it's alive. You can't be paid the paraduma. So Tosi says, no, everybody agrees that it's a. It's a kachet berik habayis. While it's alive, they all agree you can be paid him. Just the pasuk says chatasi chatas kariyeh rachmana. The Gemara's lashon chatas kariyeh rachmana. So Taisus wrote that's a dead giveaway that it's not a real chatas. The Gemara says chatas kariyeh rachmana. Torah declares it as if it were a chatas. It's not a real chassid. Everybody agrees that a kachet better kabais. But there's a certain point after which I say we declare that it's a chattas and no longer lends itself to pinyon. When just like a chattas doesn't lend itself to pinyon unless a chattas is a kachet. Lushaguflam is bech. So what point is that in the Seder Asiyas Paraduma that I say that it no longer lends itself to pinyon? So the Chachamim hold after the Shechita. And Reb Shimon holds, no, it's a later point, not after the Shechita. So what does Reb Shimon hold? So Tosis writes on the top over here, Nira lefarz d'otan hov haslo sha'as ha'kosh ma'al achar hazod ein svar she'tei bas p'di achar shehuz adoma. You shech the paraduma, and then you mazah the dam, and then you burn it, and it turns into ashes. So the Chachamim hold, the top Tosis on Amid Beis quotes the Chachamim from the Tosefta in Parah Perek Aleph, that the Gemara Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph quotes, the Chachamim hold, that what's that point after which it switches and it no longer lends it, we declare as if it's Kachem Mizbeach. That's how the Bishonim say over here. Sheet Mukubetze has, and the Rabbeinu Peretz like that. There's a certain point after which we declare we're going to treat the Paraduma as if it's a Kachem Mizbeach, and it no longer lends itself to Pidyon. So Reb Shimon holds at that point is the Hazor Sadam. After Hazor Sadam, it no longer lends itself to Pidyon. That's why he has to say an Omen Aleph in the Tosefta in Parah, Perek Vav. He says, Hova Hoysala Shasa Kosher. Before he did the Hazor Sadam, it still had the ability to have pidyon, and had the ability to have pidyon, and since it had the ability to have pidyon, kolayim lift his kipari, all you need is the reius, the ability to be paided, and that would have made it muta bahanoah, would have been makabel tumah. So even though lemaisa you were never paided, so it had the ability then. So even though now we're talking after hazor no longer has the ability to be paided, all the hoysal lo shasa kosher, but previously. The Tosis writes on the top of Amud Beis, the Rabbanu hold the same as Reb Shimon, while it's alive. They say the same as Reb Shimon. It's Kachem Bedek HaBayis. Tosis says they can't believe that anybody holds Paradum as Kachem Mizbeach. It's not Kachem Mizbeach. It doesn't have Kedusha Gufla Mizbeach. It's done Bachutz. It has Kedushas Hegdush, only Kedushas Damim. Whatever is only Kedushas Damim by definition lends itself to Pidyum. But it's going to reach a stage after which you're going to say it no longer lends itself to pinyon. So whereas Reb Shimon says at that stage is only reached when you do the Hazor, Nochach Pesach Ol Moed, like it says in Chumash in Parshas Chukas, the Rabbana hold that that stage is the Shechita, Nishchit, Shochet, Agabi Marachosa, Eile Pdiyo Elomif. So the Gemara says that that Tosefta is the look of Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon, Niftisi Kiri Ashkechonoho, Rektosis V'teimom, Dal Korcham Hashem, Niftis, Tosefta raises the question, what the Rabbanon say there in the Tosefta that Yehem Pipoy the Paraduma, is that a Din D'Oraisa or is that a Din D'Rabbanon? So Tosefta is going to end up that it's a Din D'Oraisa because then I treat it like Kachem Mizbeach. Just like Reb Shimon on the top of Amud Aleph, Tosefta said. Reb Shimon says it's inconceivable. Ain't Svar Shetei Bas Pdi, even after Hazor Sadam, you have to reach a point after which you say that it switches. Instead of labeling it as a Kachem Bedek HaBayis, we now label it as a chatos kai rachmona. We say from now on I treat it as a korban kedusha guf, as if it's kachem mizbeach. So Reb Shimon says that stage is hazor, and the Rabbanon say that stage is shechita. So Tosis is going to end up by saying that it's a din d'oraisa. First they thought it can only be a din d'rabbanon. How can it be a din d'oraisa? Why shouldn't it lend itself to pinyon? So they say b'teima dal korchon. Al korchon. It's not al korchon. They're going to back out. That's their lechayra. They should have said the lechayra mashen and niftes rabbanon. There's no hechrich. The lechayra mashen and niftes rab ain't zemin ator. Abbas amar baharocha. He calls man shem mefarcheset. Tosis can't conceive of an explanation why it shouldn't lend itself to pinyon. So what can you possibly say that after shechita you can't be poida? Oh, because you need hamar baharocha. You need hamar baharocha, and after shechita it doesn't have hamar baharocha. So Tosis refers back to their two opinions. The Adam Achloikis and the Tosis and Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, how to read a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Chul and Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. The Tosis and Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, Liba Maskel Shechita Shein Eruya. The Tosis quotes a Gemara Chul and Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, if you shecht an animal, and the animal is still Mefarcheses, is jumping around, since it's still jumping around, you detach the head. Since it's still jumping around, so it's still considered bas hamad of harocha. Hamad of harocha means when you pay the animals that belong to Hegdush, you have to be able to stand on its own two legs. So the Gemara says, that's okay. That a mefarcheses is kechaya, and you can still be paid it. So Tosis there has a machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Yesh Mefarshim. They have two pshatim on that. So the Rabbi Natam says, even if you did a Shechita Kshera, a Yisrael Shechted a Tahora, it's still Bas Hamor of Aracha, so you can still be Poida. And the other Rishonim say it's not true. That Brice on Lamed Amud Aleph, this is writes on the first medium-sized line, and I involve Amud Aleph in the Tosfos, the Beperek Sheni Dechulin, that Brice, the Beperek Sheni Dechulin, that Brice, Eina Mishnah Bishum Makom. It's not, doesn't appear in the Mishnahs anywhere. So where did the Gemara get that idea from, that Behem HaMefarches is still considered Kechai L'chol Dvar? So the answer is, it's a Brice that appears in later in Chulin. Eina Mishnah Bishum Makom, Alahayinu Hahidi Arba Reitev, it's a Brice in Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Shonim, they have a tradition. Yisrael b'tmeya, the Nachri b'tahora, if a Jew shechts an elephant or a horse. An elephant or horse at Behem b'tmeya doesn't lend itself to Shechita. Not just that if you shecht it, you sharpen the knife and you do the Shechita, not just that the Shechita won't be mata b'achil because it's an elephant, the Shechita won't be matar medein avela either. It's al pidin, not chal. Shechita is not chal on non-kosher animals. Non-kosher animals means that Shechit is chal on a treifa, the time and day available, but it's not chal on a horse and on an elephant. So if a Jew shechts an elephant, Yisrael b'temeo, or a nochri b'tor, a non-Jew shechts a cow. He shechts it properly, 100% properly. But al-pidin, a nochri is not kosher l'shechita. So al-pidin, a shechita wasn't done. So that's an animal that never had a shechita, it's on its way to die, but it's still jumping around. So then you say, mefachesus harik echaya l'chol devareho, and you say that it's yeshna b'hamoda b'harocha, you can be poided. But if you have Yisrael b'tahora, if a Jew shechts a behema tahora properly and is jumping around, b'fachesh says no, but the shechita was finished already. Al pidin, the shechita was chal. So since the shechita was chal, al pidin, it's a dead animal. So even though it's jumping around to the same extent that it's jumping around if a non-Jew would have shechted it, but to the same extent as if a Jew would have shechted a behema tmeya. But al pidin, here the shechita was chal. So Tosis quotes the Rishonim who disagree with the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam claims. That's a Gemara Chulin Daf Lamed. Mefaches is kechaya, and it's yeshtem ba'amara ba'arocha. It's alive, if it's alive and kicking, showing, alive and kicking, mefaches is, so it has ha'amara ba'arocha. And the Balei HaTosfos quote those who disagree. So that's what Tosfos is alluding to over here. And I'm Zayin on the base on the top. So
that's the same on Ayin Bumim Biz. That's Rashi Shita.
That what?
That's whether or not, that Tosfos, your Master B'Shev, that says that's whether or not you're going to learn the mummers before the Hakdesha or not.
Yeah, Tosfos alludes to it more than once. Yeah, Tosfos refers to this machlokes more than once over here. Yeah. So Tosfos says, L'chayre, they say, Tema al-Karchach. They're going to back out from the al-Karchach. So it would have been better, they should have said, L'chayre, Mashena niftis l'rabban einzem in ha-Torah. For what good reason does not have pinyon that Bas Hamad barachahi? According to the Rabbi Natam, who says that even Yisrael b'tahor, even if a Jew shechts a behema Torah, it's still, if it's alive and kicking, it's still alive and it has hamar baruch, unless you say like the Yesh Mefarshim, who disagree. So for what good reason do the Rabbanan say that after Shechita and the Tosefta in the beginning of Parah, Shechata al-Gabi Marachasa Eilef B'du Eilam, is only a Chumrim of the Rabbanan, min ha-Torah, it's Kachaberek Abayis, and it lends itself to hamar baruch. Why not? In Cain, so Tosfos says, so how do you know? Where do you see that Reish Lakish disagrees and holds that even with the Rabbanon there has pidyon for para after the Shechita? Maybe they both say the same thing. Maybe when Reb Shimon says para niftas agabi marachosa, he means on the level of the Raisa. Here, what do we say? Reb Shimon holds that Orlon klarkamanat makabel tumah because it's oichel shiat yochel lahach lacher. So it's not called oichel ashey yochel. But if it's basa b'chalav, then he says that it is oichel ashe yochel. Why? Aitz asabana? Because all the oichel osha asakesh. So here, Reb Shimon says, Poro aduma is, while it was alive, it's not mekabel tuma. Live animals are not mekabel tuma. The minute you shechted it, so now it's kodesh. So it's asabana. So I should say that it's not mekabel tuma. So he holds no. Even after you shechted, since theoretically it lends itself to pidyon, so it's considered theoretically ochel asher yochel. Ochel asher yochel. So he says, I'm high Reb Shimon para niftas agabi marachos. He could even be poida the paraduma after you shechta. So does that line on the top line on Ayin Zayin Beis, does that necessarily indicate that Reb Shimon holds it even half halacha l'maisa mid the rabbanon you can be poida? Maybe he only means min ha-Torah you can be poida. Maybe mid the rabbanon there's a chumah that you can't be poida. Maybe the Tosefta in Perek Aleph and Parah that says Shchatal Gabi Marachas Ein Lepidiyai Lamis. Maybe it's only a Chumer Midirabbanan. Maybe Rosh Lakish would agree with that. Maybe Reb Shimon would agree with that. How does the Gemara in Shavuah see that there's a Machlokes Hatanaim? The Gemara says that Tosefta is the like Reb Shimon. The Tosefta is a Machlokes with Reb Shimon. Rabbanan holds not pinion. Reb Shimon holds the Ritz pinion. So Tosefta says, wait a minute. Maybe the Tosefta only means Midirabbanan does not pinion. Maybe Reb Shimon agrees with the Rabbanan does not pinion, but since Menat Torah this pinion, so you say Kol Haimid Lift is Kipari Dami, so it's called Hoichal Asher Yochel. What are you going to say? Because with the Rabbanan, you'll say because with the Rabbanan it doesn't have any pinion, so therefore it's not called Hoichal Asher Yochel. Tosis asks, does that make any sense? If something, let's say, something is muta b'hanoam in Atar. And with the Rabbanon, they made a chumah that it's also b'hanoam. So you're going to say, and Reb Shimon holds it, whatever, it's also b'hanoam, it's not makabal tumah. So you're going to say, according to Reb Shimon, min Atar, it was muta b'hanoam, so it's roi l'kabal tumah. With the Rabbanon, they made that it's also b'hanoam, so it's not makabal tumah. Does that make sense? Does it exist? But min Atar, it is makabal tumah. So how can you say, because with the Rabbanon, they declared that it's also b'hanoam, a chumah with the Rabbanon, so the chumrah is going to be maybe the day kula. You can't have a chumrah. With the Rabbanon, they were given the authority to make chumras. You can make chumras, but you can't make kulas. So they're going to make a chumrah with the Rabbanon that something is also b'hanoah. So because they make it also b'hanoah, so therefore it's not mekabel tumah. So Tosafot thinks it doesn't make sense. So Tosafot says, where did you see a machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim over here? The Gemara in Shavuos claims, machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim. Where do you see? The Tosefta maybe means Shchata Gabi Marachos. The Tosefta in Parah says Ein L'Pdiyo Elamis. Maybe it's only Midir Rabbanon. But why is it only Midir Rabbanon? Minat Torah, it has Pidyon. Why? It's Kotcha Ben Akabayis, and even after Shchita, it's still a Mefarcheses. A Mefarcheses Kechay L'Chol Dvarav. According to the Rabbein Atam, that even Shchita is Yisrael B'Tahira. If you hold like the Yeshua Mefarshim, it can't be. It doesn't have Hamadav Arachos. It can't have any Pidyon Minat Torah. But if you hold like the Rabbein Tam, the Mefarches is Kechaya. So for what good reason should you say that after the Shechita doesn't have any pinyon? So Tosafot says it must be the Lechor, it's only with the Rabbanon. So they say if it's only with the Rabbanon, so how do you know Reb Shimon disagrees? You just see Reb Shimon holds that the Parah is Mekabel Tumah, because on the level of the Raisa, you can be paid the Parah even after Shechita. If with the Rabbanon, they made a Chumah that you can't be paid the. So midirabbanon, because you can't be paid, it's Yisrei Hanor, you're going to say, therefore it's not mekabel tumah. You can't have a kula, you can't have a chumra midirabbanon that's going to lead to a kula on the level of the raisa. That's their kasha. Vektoisvis, v'im kein, after the ayin vav in parentheses, they say v'im kein, minole, how does the Gemara know? How does the Gemara Shavuos daf Yud Aleph know? The Reb Shimon Palagad the Rabbanon. Who says there's a machlekes hatanaim? Dilma, maybe my the Reb Shimon with the Rabbanon labas pedihi. Maybe he's masking that Tosefta is probably only with the Rabbanon. Elam the Raisa has pedia. Only min Atar you can be paid even after Shechita. Lohach mitametum asachlam al b'haisa lo shas hakayshe. So what are you going to say? No, since with the Rabbanon they declare that the paradum after Shechita has no pidyon, while the paradum is alive, it can't be mekabel tumah. Live animal is not mekabel tumah. From the first second on, after you shecht it, Midir Rabbanon has no pidyon. So since Midir Rabbanon has no pidyon, so it's called Oichalash. It's not called Oichalash Yeyochel, and it's not Mekabel Tumah on the level of the Raisa. So Tosafot said, I can't believe that. That's a Doiche Godel, they said, because it's Osa Bahanom Midir Rabbanon, so therefore it leads to a Kula on the level of the Raisa, and it's not Mekabel Tumah. Is that Doiche Kloima? I can't believe that should be so. The Afogav of the Midir Raisa Bas Pedirhi, since even though Min HaTorah can be poided, and because of the theoretical possibility can be poided, therefore it's Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. But Kevin the Rabbanon La Bas Pedihi, since Min the Rabbanon they don't delight to be poided, L'chosh V'echel Shat Yochel L'hach L'acherim, and Reb Shimon would have said that it would not be Mekabel Tumah. How can you say that? Tosafot can't believe that. That's a famous discussion, whether that's so or not. This, if you look in the back, Reb Shlomo Eger, I think, is Mitzayin in the Mishlam Melech has that deal. Where the Ein Roi the Rabbanon is called Ein Roi on the level of the Raisa. The famous, those along to Kerem Yavna know Masech Sanhedrin, no? That's their Masech Sanhedrin. So the last daf in Sanhedrin, the last piece of Gemara Sanhedrin has a din. Abir Ani Dachas. What's a din of Abir Ani Dachas? He burned down the whole city, and everything is also Bahano. And the property of the Anshi, Abir Ani Dachas, even if it's in the Rishoyim, who have property, even in another city, is also Asabano. Not only the Nichse Tzadikim Shebetoicho, the property that belongs to the Tzadikim that's in the city is Asabano. What about the Nichse HaRishoyim that's in another location? A Rosha lives in an Irani Dachas. Theoretically, the Gemara has one opinion. One Tana says there never was, there never will be. Okay, so we're talking all on theoretical level. So if one were to have an Irani Dachas, so those who worship Tabit Azar and they have property in a different city, so that property is also Asabano. So the Gemara says, only provided Nikbatzim Letoicho. The Beis Din Gadol declares, we're going to burn down the Holy Irani Dachas tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. They have to decide when they're going to burn it down. So they say, tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. So the Gemara says, where are the Nichsei HaRishoyim? Let's say the Rosha who lives in, what's a city that's very Fadorben in Eretz Yisrael? Where's the city that they worship, that they don't do any mitzvahs? I don't know. Tel Aviv? I don't know. Caesarea. Good. Okay, but there are no religious Jews. So let's say the guy there in Caesarea owns a villa in Alaska. And he goes on vacation to Alaska. So the Beis Din Gadol declares, tomorrow the whole city is in Irani Dachas, we're going to burn it down tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Is it theoretically possible to bring the property that the Rishoyim own in Alaska? Or the own property, what's the furthest away from Eretz Yisrael? Australia. Maybe Australia is close to Eretz Yisrael, I don't know. Alaska. North Pole. Okay, North Pole. So the property in the North Pole, the guy has a villa in the North Pole. Is it shaykh to bring the property from the North Pole? The Gemara says it's only osa b'hanoah if nikbotzim letoichon. If theoretically it's possible to bring it back to the Irani Dachas for the burning ceremony at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But if it's so far away, that it's so far away, or it's not so far away, but there's a pilot strike. There are no airplanes. There's only trains, and the trains can't bring it by tomorrow. It's too far away. It's in London. You can go by train from London to Eretz Yisrael, but it's so far away, if you go by train all night long, you won't be able to bring it to Eretz Yisrael by 4 o'clock by the burning ceremony when they're going to burn down the Holy Irani Dachas. So the Gemara says, if it's Einik Batzim Lesoch, if it's not right to bring it to the Irani Dachas by 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they plan to burn the Irani Dachas, so those Nichsei Harishoyim Shebuchutzalir are not Osabano. So in the Gemara, there are two Girsis on the Leaz Daf in Sanhedrin. You look there in the Rashi, in the Balamor, in the Tarsus in Sukkah, they have a whole Machlokes, two Girsis in the Gemara. What if, on the level of the Raisa, it is possible to bring it back to the Irani Dachas, but there's an Issa de Rabbanon that prevents you from bringing it back. So you're going to say, because of a Chumra mid de Rabbanon, it's going to lead to a Kula on the level of the Raisa? Since there's a Chumra mid de Rabbanon, where do you have such a din that you're not allowed to bring? So you can have a pilot strike. That's not Minatur, that's not Midrabbanon. The planes are not running, period, that's all. Where can you have a din that Midrabbanon you're not allowed to bring it back? So Taisa says there is such a din, that Kol Tuhu Mechitzis is a din Midrabbanon, that once you bring Maris Hashemi into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim, that's a Chumra Midrabbanon. So what if you have this Irani Dachas, some city in Eretz Yisrael? There's no Irani Dachas in Chutz L'Arts. You can only have Irani Dachas in Eretz Yisrael. So let's say you have an Irani Dachas in Eretz Yisrael where the majority of the Toshavei who here worship Tavod Zarah, and one of the Rishoyim Shebetocha has property in, he has Maaseh Sheni that he brought to Yerushalayim. Very easy. He can walk to Yerushalayim and bring it back by tomorrow afternoon. It's not so far away from Yerushalayim. He can walk there and bring back the Maaseh Sheni to the Irani Dachas. But the halacha doesn't allow him to. But the halacha is only midirabbanon, Tosis says. If you hold kol tuhu mechitzis, mechitza liklot is only midirabbanon. So because of a chumra midirabbanon, that you're not allowed to bring Maaseh Sheni out of, once it's in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to bring it out, so that will lead to a kula on the level of deraisa to say that Maaseh Sheni is not subject to the Issa Hano, that it will be mutabano. So that's a machlokes harishayim. The Mishlei Melech words it, this is a famous topic in the Mishlei Melech, where the Ein Roi derabbanon is called Ein Roi on the level of deraisa. We're talking about, is it Roi, is it Nikbotzim Letoche, is it Roi Lehikovitz Letech Irani Dachas by 4 o'clock? The Beis Din Gadol said, the Beis Din Gadol made a Gemar Din that is going to be on Irani Dachas, going to burn it. They said 4 o'clock tomorrow. Is the Maaseh Sheni Roy to be brought back to the Irani Dachas by 4 o'clock? So Tosis, that's what Tosis is talking about over here. A Parah Aduma had Pidyon while it's alive, because only Kachar Bedek HaBayis. Theoretically, it should have Pidyon even after you shecht it, calls man that it's Mafar Cheses. It has Hamar Baracham, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even Yisrael B'Tahara, even if a Jew shechts a par, which is a kosher animal, Kolzman, that it's still kicking, Kolzman is B'Hacheses, so it still has Pidyon. So Tosis says, and if you'll say that the Tosefta is only saying Adin de Rabbanon, that it doesn't have Pidyon with the Rabbanon, so they say, it doesn't make sense to them to say that because of the fact that it doesn't have Pidyon with the Rabbanon, Therefore, it should not be Mekabel Tumah, because while the Paraduma was alive, it has no Kabbalah's Tumah. And from the moment that you shechted, it has no Pidyon Midirabbanon. So therefore, it's not called Doichel Asher Yochel. So they say they can't believe that that's true. They say it's a Doichek Loimar. The Afal Gabed Midirayse Bas Pidiyahi. Kim Midirabbanon La Bas Pidiyahi L'Choshe Baruch Hushat Yochel L'Hachlacher. So Tosis thinks that it can't be. They don't accept such an idea that Ein Aroi, the Rabbanon, should be treated as Ein Aroi on the level of the Rai. So they don't accept that. So they assume that the Tosefta is only saying Adin the Rabbanon. They hold the Tosefta that said, Shchot al Gabi Marachos, they don't have any Hezbo, why it should be Minator? They're soon going to come up with a Hezbo, another line. But first they thought that the Tosefta must be only a Chumer with the Rabbanon, that it does not pin you. So then they don't understand the Gemara Shavuos Daf Yudal. Where does the Gemara come off to say that it's the Machlekes of Shim and the Rabbanon? Where do you see Machlekes? The Rabbanon in the Tosefta says, Perak Aleph, Ela Pidio Elamis, is probably only Mid the Rabbanon. They don't have any Hezbra on the level of their Isa. So Reb Shimon could agree to that Mid the Rabbanon has no Pidyon. But that can't affect the Kabbalah's Tumah status. You can't say because there's a Chumra Mid the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to be Poda, the Poradum after Shchita. So therefore, it should not be Mekabel Tumah. No, since on the level of the Raisa it does lend itself to Pidyon, so therefore it's called Doichel Asher Yeyochel, because of the theoretical possibility of Pidyon. You don't need actually to be Poida. Theoretical possibility makes it that it's Doichel Asher Yeyochel. So that's their Kasha on the Gemara Shavuos. Where did the Gemara Shavuos see a Machlekes HaTanai? So Tosis says, V'yesh Loimar, the Gemara Shavuos understood that line in the Tosefta, Shchata Gabi Marachos, Ein Lepidei Lam, that's a Din de Raisa, it's not a Din de Rabbanon. They first said, Al Korchach, it's only mid the Rabbanon. Al Korchach, Mashen and Niftis, is Ainza Minatorah, it's only mid the Rabbanon. Why is Al Korchach? They should have said, L'chur, it's only mid the Rabbanon. And then they say, V'yesh Lema, the man, the Osar, that Tosefta means it's no good Minatorah. Osar, Fidim, mid the Raisa, Kim Shishach, the Shema, Behechshu Korb. The Rabbanon hold, Adin the Raisa, that you cannot be paid a paraduma after Shechita. Reb Shimon also holds something along those lines. The Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon say the same thing. For Aduma, while it's alive, is a Kach Berek Abayis. Kach Berek Abayis means it lends itself to Pidyon. And after you shecht it, the only reason why you're going to reach a stage that it won't lend itself to Pidyon because Chatas Kai Rachmana. It reaches a point after which, it reaches a point in the Seder Asiyas HaPorah, where we declare that from now on we treat it like Kach Mizbech, and Kach Mizbech doesn't have any Pidyon. They just argue, when is that point? When have you arrived at that point? So whereas the Rabbanon say, when you do the Shechita, that's the first Avoid in the Par. When you do the Shechita, it's Paraduma Kedin Behechsher, the Din of Chattas Karachmana sets in, I treat it like Hachem Mizbeach, that it does not Pidyon. So Reb Shimon, Tosis quotes on the top of Amud Aleph, Reb Shimon holds near the Farish, that after Hazor, Lachar Hazor, Ein Svar Shetei Bas Pidyon, Achar Shehuz Adoma. After Hazor, it's called Chattas Karachmana, I treat it like Hachem Mizbeach. So the Rabbanon hold, that the Chattas Karachmana sets in after the Shechita min HaTorah, not mid the Rabbanon. So that's apparently what the Gemara Shavuos understood, that it's a fundamental Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon on the level of the Raisa. The Rabbanon hold, Shchot al Gabe Marachos, Ein Lepidio Elomis means on the level of the Raisa. Reb Shimon says, no, on the level of the Raisa, it does have Pidyon. He holds the only time it doesn't have Pidyon on the level of the Raisa is after Hazor. So that's why in Omed Aleph, and that's Tosefta in Paraperigvot, that's what he has to say. Since before you did the Hazoas Adam, Nochech Pesach Al Moed, now it's ready after Hazoas Adam, it doesn't lend itself to Pidyon. But 10 minutes ago, before you did the Hazoas Adam, it did lend itself to Pidyon, so that's Hoysoloshasakosha. So just to review again, Reb Shimon has two dinim that the Rabbanon dispute each din. He has the famous din that we learned a few times in this perek. Shechita Sheni Ruya Lav Shmo Shechita. Shechita Sheni Ruya doesn't mean that it doesn't have Heter Achila B'Poel Mamish. Even if it doesn't have Heter Achila, but theoretically he could have made it Mutta B'Achila. So that's called Ruya, Shechita HaRuya, theoretically. And the same thing, Oichel HaRoy L'Achila L'Acher. Reb Shimon has a din, the Rabbanon don't agree with the Shechita Sheni Ruya, the whole Shechita Sheni Ruya Shmo Shechita. And they don't agree with Reb Shimon's shita by Ochel Shiyat Yochel Lahach Lachem. It all doesn't have to be Roy Lahach Lachem. Even Isuri Hanor Amakabotum. So Reb Shimon is the one who has a problem. He holds that there's a Dido Shchita Sheinu Yolav Shmo Shchita. He holds that Ochel Shiyat Yochel Lahach Lachem is not Makabotum. And he makes two exceptions to the rule where he agrees with the Rabbanon. What are the two exceptions based on? Kolay Medlift is Kepari Dami. Kolay Medlizrik is Zarek Dami. Do you see that the Rabbanah disagree with Koloim and Lift this Koloim and Lizra? It never comes up in the Mahalach HaMachshava. The issue never comes up. According to Rabbanah, Shchita Sheni Bo Yishma Shchita. So they don't have to go. What do I have to go dream? What would it be if it would have been? The whole topic is only Aliba de Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds in either Shchita Haruya in order to be Chayv Dalad Hey, in order to be Chayv in Kisa Adam, whatever. So he says if it's Hoyl V'Roy Levdoso, it's called Shchita Haruya. Shimon made up a new din that the Rabbanon never accepted, that there's an issue of Oichel Shi'iyat Oichel Lahachel Acherim is not Mekabel Tuma. The Rabbanon are not gurus the whole thing, the whole Yisurei HaNu I'm Mekabel Tuma. If it's Roy Lachila, Nochri Kerid, so it's Mekabel Tuma. Reb Shimon came up with this new Einfah. Oichel Shi'iyat Oichel Lahachel Acherim is not Mekabel Tuma. So Lashita So, he tones it down a little bit. He says, if it's I'mid lift is kipari dami. I'mid lizrik is arik dami. So he tones it down a little bit. But you don't see that the Rabbanon don't agree with the din. The Rabbanon never said they don't agree with the din. The issue never comes up where they say kol I'mid lift is kipari dami. So where do you have it? The topic is discussed. You have it in sukkah. There's a funny discussion in the Rishonim. They talk about kitaisi mech deshuri. The din is that an esrik has to have a minimum size, and if it's too small, so it's not kosher for the mitzvah. Lulav hadas ma'arabas has to have a minimum height, and if it's not tall enough, so it's not kosher for the mitzvah. So if you have a lulav hadas ma'arabas that are the proper height, you have an esrik that is the proper volume, it is big enough. But the thing is that the thing is orlok le'akerim, and it's amid l'sreifas, a mitzvah to burn it. Not really Orlan Klai Kerem, that's already a machlek. It's a Rishonim. You have Shalav Adizora. If you have Adizora, I read any dachas. Orlan Klai Kerem, that's Matosis added on. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees. So let's say it's Avodizora, or any dachas. Irani dachas and Avodizora is unmidless rape, you have to destroy it. So then the Mishnah says that it's not acceptable for the mitzvah. And the Gemara explains why. Because Kitoisi Mechdashur, it has to have a shear. And since this is unmidless rape, so it doesn't have the chashivas of a shear. So Rashi writes a loshen that kolay midlisra of kisar of dami. So the Ritva, the Orach Laner has a long arichas on the Ritva and the Rashi. They raise the possibility that maybe Rashi in the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer has this discussion. Maybe Rashi means to pass like Reb Shimon kolay midlisra of kisar of dami, because the only one who says kolay midlisra is Reb Shimon. The Rabbanan don't agree. Where do you see the Rabbanan don't agree? The Rabbanan, the issue never comes up according to the Rabbanan kolay midlisra of kisar of dami. The whole topic never comes up. And according to Reb Shimon, that's what it means. Kolay midlisra, that's what it means. That since it's ayin midlisra, if I treat it as if it's no longer has to be four tefachim tall, the esrik has to be ke'egos or kebetza, minimum size, minimum volume. So since kolay midlisra, Reb Shimon holds that I treat it as if it's burnt. Where did Reb Shimon say kolay midlisra kisarv dam? Reb Shimon never said kolay made anything. He said kol ha'ayin made lizrak, if it has the theoretical possibility of doing zrika, it's called roy. So you have the theoretical possibility. So you have the theory. I just said, if this is a theoretical possibility, so it's called roy. That's all. So because it's roy, let's say I have a kosher lulav and an esrik, perfect. Not osabano. If I want, I can burn it. There's a theoretical possibility, I can burn it. So you say, since it's a theoretical possibility to burn the lulav and the esrik, so therefore it doesn't have a shear. No, you don't. There is no such thing. And if it's a mitzvah to burn it, so I treat it as if it's burnt and it doesn't have a shear. Whoever said that? Reb Shimon just says, when you need, Reb Shimon came up with a din of Oichel Shati Yochel Lahachel Acherim. He came up with a din of Shchita Haruya. It has to be theoretically. So he says, as long as it's theoretically Muta Bachila, theoretically it could have had a Heta Hanoa, so that's good enough that it should be called Shchita Haruya. But he never said, Kolay Medlisra of Kisarv Dam, it's treated as if it's Zarv. And you never see that the Rabbanah disagree with Reb Shimon. The Rabbanah, they don't have to take a stand on a topic whether Kolay Medlisra is not. It doesn't come up within their scheme of things. The whole topic doesn't come up. Tesis writes that the Rabbanah disagree with Reb Shimon. Where do you see the Rabbanah disagree about Kolay Medlisra? The topic never comes up. So let's see. So that's the Taisus on the top of Ayin Zayin on the base. Taisus finally comes to the conclusion. V'yeshloimar, about 15 lines into the Taisus. V'yeshloimar, the man, the opposite the Bach. The man, the Yosar, Yosar, Afilim, Midaraisa, the Tosefta that said that a paradum after Shechita does not pigeon, that's a dimin Torah. Why Kim Sheshachad the Shmab Hechshe Karbin? Then it's the Hechshe Karbin. I treat it as if it's now a Chatas. First it was Kachah Berek Abayis, then it switches to become a Chatas. So Reb Shimon holds it switches after Hazor. That's the top Taisus on Ayin Zayin and Aleph. And the Chachamim say it switches after Shechita. That's the Machlokes. Uman the Shari, Shari Afila Mid Rabbanon. And Reb Shimon, who holds that Pora Niftas Al Gabi Marach Asa, even though it's already, it means I shechted it. I already shechted the Paradum. I cut it up in little pieces and it's sitting on top of the logs, on top of the fire. It didn't get burnt yet. Yeah. Uman the Shari, Reb Shimon holds it, you can be paid there. He holds it, even with the Rabbanon, you can be paid there. That's the top line of Taisa. Nirish about Salaima. Afilim with the Rabbanon muta lufdosa. So that's what they're repeating again. Uman the Shari, Shari Afilim with the Rabbanon. Achiasu haza yoiseho, ki the precious Leah, like they wrote on Amid Aleph. That's the whole machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon. Shimon holds, after Hazor, it sets in Chatas Karachmona. And the Chachomim hold that the din of Chatas Karachmona sets in after Shechita. The imha yinu amrim de the rabbana parakachim is bechi habiyasi shapir. If you would have said the rabbana hold that paradum is kachim is bech doesn't even have pigeon while it's alive, then everything would be fine. The Tosefta says that it doesn't have pigeon. Yeah, but then why does it say shchata al gabi marachosa in lepidiyoy lomis? Why does the Tosefta say shchata even while it's alive in lepidiyoy lomis? The simple reading of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah sounds like it's a machlekes of Shimon and the rabbana. The Reb Shimon holds it's called Kachim Berek Abayis, and the Rabbanu holds it's called Kachim Izbeach. So Taisus doesn't like that pshat. They say if one would have adopted such a position, you know, I mean, the Rabbanu, the Reb Shimon hold Parah Kachim Izbeach. It has a status like a korban. Never has any pinyan. Habiyosi Shaper. Achena Nirishi is b'shum time of the Parah Kachim Izbeach. Taisus can't believe that anybody holds like that. It's not true. How do you know? B'dekam atamik mar b'reishay ma'amidim shmamina Parah Kachim Izbeach. How can it be? The Gemara there talks about how do you know that is Raveh Venirva, which is absurd by all Karbanas, does it even possible by Paraduma? Paraduma is not a Karban. So maybe Raveh Venirva will be kosher. So the Gemara goes into the whole discussion, what's the din? So the Gemara says, you mean to tell me that Paraduma is Kachem is Beach, and that's Raveh Venirva is possible? They find it hard to believe. So from the simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like nobody holds that it's Kachem is Beach. Then the second proof, that's from the Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara is Tamiya. The Gemara, the Kometama, the Gemara asked Akasha, whoa, how can it be? So the simple reading is the Gemara comes to the answer, yes, it's a Machlekes of Shimon Rabban. Whether Paradum is Kachem is Bech Kachem. But Taisa says no. The Gemara never said that. The Kama becomes Kamachatas Kariya Rachman. Mashman the Kachem Berek Abayis. Everybody holds that it's Kachem Berek Abayis. Just Kariya Rachman. We call it Chatas. It will reach a point after which we will declare that I treat it like a kachem mizbech. Reb Shimon holds that point is the hazoyas, and the Rabbanu hold that point minatayre is the shechita. But nobody holds that part of kachem mizbech. That's not true. And then they quote the topic. Afal gab d'stam b'shkolim shehim etshumas alishke. How can you not say that it's kachem mizbech? Every year you collect maktzis hashekel. And you put that money into the lishka on the Beis Hamikdash, and then three times a year they do shalosh prakim hashana tarmim is on lishka 2 weeks before Pesach, 2 weeks before 2 weeks before Pesach is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to purchase the fiscal year in the Beis Hamikdash begins from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Means that the new karbonah starting Rosh Chodesh Nissan have to be purchased with the new machtas hashekel money, not with the old machtas hashekel money. But the eved. The Gemara says in Yuma, if you purchase the Karbanis Hibur with the old money, you're also, it's kosher. But L'chatchila, mitzvasa is that you should purchase the new Karbanis, starting with Shchedesh Nissen, with the new Machtis HaShekel money. So that's 2 weeks before Pesach, that's from Shchedesh Nissen, that's a giveaway, we know that. There's a line up in the Pasuk in Chumash that's starting from Shchedesh Nissen. And then 2 weeks before Shavuos and 2 weeks before Sukkot. So three times they did Trumas HaLishka. So the Trumas HaLishka is Machtis HaShekel money. What is that for? That's supposed to be for the purpose of purchasing Karbanas Tzibur. Whoever is the Bala Karban has to fund the Karban. So if you are Chai V'Chatas Anosham a Karban Pesach, you have to pay for it. The Karbanas Tzibur have to be paid for by the Mamanat Tzibur. Where do you get Mamanat Tzibur? you're gonna get someone to donate a lot of money. No, that's not called a carbon seva. You have to collect from everybody. You don't allow one person to make a major donation. That was one of the disputes. The Mishnah, because that was one of the disputes between the Tzdukim and the Prushim during the period of the Bayi Sheni. The Tzdukim felt that you can get a private person to donate $5 million to endow the Karbanas Tzibur. The Arbisfeld, the Karbanas Tzibur, whatever you're going to call it. Get a wealthy Balabas to donate money and Shai, he'll take care. So the Chachamim said that's not acceptable. There is such a thing, a Karban Yochid. The Gemara has a pasuk, Magdash Almanash is Kapa Bochaveiro. I know that you're chayiv achatos and osham, whatever, you said hari alai oilo, you can't afford it, so I want to be a good tzaddik, so I'll donate money, I'll bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdosh, and I'll tell them, the kahanim of the Beis HaMikdosh, send them a letter that it was all taken care of. Fine. Tell them, an anonymous donor brought the carbon oilo for him, so the Mishnah says that that's acceptable. The Mishnah says that that's okay. That's magdish al manashi is kapa bo chaveiro. So that's okay, but on the level of, so the Tzedukim held that just like he can have a concept, they learned that from a pasuk that such a thing exists. On Aram, we wouldn't say such a thing. Magdish al manashi is kapa bo chaveiro. I can be magdish a carbon on your behalf. Why? You're supposed to be pay for it. The way you become the Bala carbon for kapara purposes is when you pay for it from your own money. If I pay for it, how is that good? So that's a pasuk. The Gemara learns that nozer. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. So the Tzdukim were of the opinion, that's what the Chazanish says, the Tzdukim were of the opinion that that pasuk, Magdash Amanashi is Kapa Bechaver, is not limited only to Karban Yochid, it applies even to the Karban Tzibur as well. So you can have a wealthy Balabas, Moise the Tzibur. He'll donate all the money, and they'll purchase the Karbonas on behalf of the whole Tzibur. And we have not accepted the opinion, needless to say, we have not accepted the opinion as of the, you can't say the Shittas, it's not a Shittas, they weren't Tanoi. We have not accepted the views of the Apikursim. Of the Tzdukim is Man Bayi Sheni. We accept the tradition. The tradition has it that Magdash Al Manashe is Kapa Bachaver only works on the level of a Korban Yochid. It doesn't work on a Korban Siba. The Korban Siba has to be purchased from Machzah Shekel money. So the Trumas Alishka, the three times a year they did Trumas Alishka, that's on a Machzah Shekel money. So who pays for the Paraduma? They didn't make a Paraduma every year. Once every 100 years they made a Paraduma. There were 9 Paradumas in the history of the world, and when Moshiach comes it says it's going to be a 10th. Paraduma. So who pays for the Paraduma? So there's no reason in the world that it should come from Machzah Shekel money. Well, it's not a carbon siva. It's not a carbon at all. You don't get the first pay. It's not a carbon. So the Mishnah says it's paid for by Machzah Shekel. So Tosfos says, how can it be? Does that Mishnah prove that what we said is not true? We said they don't can't believe that any Tana holds. Eina nirish is b'shum Tana para kachim is bechi. They don't believe that there's any Tana who thinks that it's kachim is bechi. We treat it like chatas karachmona. It is after a certain stage. The Rabbanah, the Rav Shimon hold after the Shechita, we say chatas karachmona no longer has pidyon. Shimon says after hazor, it's chatas karachmona. But nobody holds that it's kachim is bechi. Everybody agrees kachim better kabais. I have a kasha. I've got this name shkolim davov shi mitchumas alishka. If it comes from chumas alishka, it means that it's a carbon seabor. It means that it is kachem mizbeach. How can you take money from the Chumas Alishka and misappropriate it for something that's not at all a carbon? So doesn't that Mishnah seem to indicate that there is a Tana who says that it's a chatas karach money even while it's alive when you buy it? I treated mamash like a carbon siva. So Taisa says no. It is a misappropriation. We're stealing money from Hegdish. When we take the money from Chumas Alishka and we buy a Paraduma once every 100 years, we're stealing money from Hegdish. What do you mean stealing money? Stealing money. Oivram Me'ila. So Taisa says, Leid Bezen Masna Leid. That's the Lashon the Gemara uses in the last Perek in Ksubas. When the Gemara quotes the Din, that they used to salary Malamde Hilchas Kmitza LeKohanim, used to salary them from the leftover money from the Chumas Alishka. So the Gemara says, how are you allowed to do that? The money is Kodesh. How can you give it to the Malamde Hilchas Kmitza? So the Gemara says, Lei Bezdin Masna Lein. Bezdin makes a Tanai. It's like a Tosis says there. Tosis writes there on that daf. What does it help? Lei Bezdin Masna Lein. But Bezdin's not the ones who are Magdish the Machzah Shekel. Every Balabas is Magdish Machzah Shekel. So you should have said, Lei Kolechet V'yechet. So Tosis says, Kola Magdish Al Das Bezdin Hu Magdish. Like the Gemara has an expression, Kola Mekadish. Adaita the Rabbana Mekadish. Whoever is Mekadish and Isha, whoever gets married. Gets married according to the understanding of what the rabbis would have wanted. So Taisus has a lashon there. They coin the phrase "Kola Magdish Al Das Beznu Magdish." Whoever donates Machzah Shekel donates it on the understanding that Beznu is going to do what you're supposed to do with it. And if Beznu makes it tonight, we reserve we reserve some of the money, we're going to reserve some of the money for the purpose of paying the Rabbanim who educate the Kohanim to make sure that the Melamde Hilchas Kmitza, the Rabbanim who teach the Kohanim how to do the Karbanis properly. So that's one of the needs. So it's as if when the people were Magdish, the Machtza Shekel, they weren't Magdish all of the Machtza Shekel. Some of it, some of the money they left Chob. So Taisa said, just like you said, you're allowed to misappropriate. You're allowed to gamble money from the Machtza Shekel money, from the Trumas Halishka money, to salary the Malamde Hilchas Kmitza. And that's based on late Bez Namas Nalein. That's the Gemara, the last parak in Ksubas. Who had dinami here? The fact that they used the ganva money from the Trumas Halishka and pay a paradum, buy a paraduma. Paraduma probably cost a fortune of money. So that's based on late Bez Namas Nalein. It's not that there's a Tana, not that the Mishnah in Shkolim is representing an opinion of a Tana that a paraduma is a kachim izbech. No, nobody believes that it's kachim izbech. That's what they say. Avagav desnam Shkolim davav shehi mit Trumas Halishka. Paradum is paid for by Trumas Halishka, does not show that there is a Tana who thinks that is Kachem is Beach. So Tay says wrong. Means Menatara doesn't work. How do you have such a thing? Sure. So Tay says that based on Leib Bez Masna Leim. It's not because it's a Korban. And then they said, I feel about Leib Bez Masna Alishka. Tay says it could even be that it's a Din Deraisa, that you're allowed to take money from the Machtza Shekel fund and buy a paraduma, but not because paraduma is a korban. I feel it could well be like inami yeshlema. I feel it below bezne masna al alishka. Even if you don't say lay bezne masna, yochel liyos could possibly be shabo mimeno, that you purchase the paraduma from the Machtza Shekel money menatera, not from the rabbana. Why? Well, but zara korbanasu. As a shaykh is with karbonis. So
how do you ever have the concept of levies and mas and lehim? Everything's a tzara karbonis.
No, that's only, no. They say that to pay the malamdi hilchas kmitza, that's only going to be madirabonis. But this, they think that maybe this is their eyes.
Like
paraduma is hegdish. Paraduma is kodesh, but it's not kachim izbeach. So they thought that machza shekel money is miuchad for kachim izbeach. So the second opinion, afilo below business, and od yeshlamer, comes up with a chidish nifla, that some of the money of the Machtza Shekel you're allowed to use for things that are not kachim izbeach, as long as it's going to be kach berek abayis. But the salary of a human being, the malam nitinoikis, that's mamash chulin. So that has to be based on late bezin mas nalei.
What kind of
kikir
would they pay the thing?
Why should they want to be paid the paraduma? Yeah, matzah cheres noim, man. Only if they find
a better one.
Yeah. Otherwise, meshulim daf nizayin. Why should they be paid it? They only shech the paraduma when they need it, and when they need it, it's very hard to find the paraduma. It costs a fortune. About it. So why should they be stupid? Why should they be so stupid to be paid it? So Gemara goes, if you find another one, Tosis is going to talk about only if matzah cheres noim, man.
Right.
What does Taisa say? V'hod the Amar in the Loshen and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Gimel. It says in the Gemara Kach Shebeta Kabayisi. What does that mean? So one could misunderstand it and say that it's a machlokes which fund pays for the paraduma. It's a machlokes hatanoim whether it's Kach Mizbeach Kach Shebeta Kabayis. So the Tana who holds Kach Mizbeach is the one who writes in the Mishnah Shkolim that you buy it from the Trumas Alishka, and the Reb Shimon the Tana who holds that it's Kach Shebeta Kabayis. He holds that it's boim from the Berek Abayis money. So Taisa says, no, they don't think there ever was a Tana who thinks that it's Kachet Mizbeach. Nobody holds like that. Chat has Karach money after a certain point, but no one holds that while it's alive, it's Kachet Mizbeach. So that's what they end off. But the Yom HaKach Berek Abayis, the Losh and Egmar Nabadizor, the Avchav Gimel, Losh Yitei Knoi Mekach Berek Abayis. No, everybody agrees that you pay. The Mishnah Shkolem is L'Choladeis. Taisa says the Mishnah Shkolim that you pay for the paraduma from Machtza Shekel money is l'choladeis. In the Loshon HaGemara, parak kotche berek abayis is l'choladeis. Taisa says they don't ain't svara that there ever was a tanu hold that is kotche mizbeach. They don't believe that anybody said that's not a korban. Ain and nirish is b'shum tanu that it's kotche mizbeach. And now they say they don't think there's any tanu who thinks that you pay for it from berek abayis money, you pay for kotche mizbeach money. So they don't see a contradiction in this. Because it doesn't say either it's Minatari or Midirabbanan. They're not sure. The fact that you purchase the paraduma from the Machtza Sashekel money, either it's Midirabbanan late based on late based Masna Leim, or it's Minatari, it's legit. But they don't think that any Tana disagrees with the Mishnah in Shkolim. Lo should take Kinoi Mikacha Berek Abayis money. No. They think that everybody agrees to that, that it's kosher berak habayis, and everybody agrees that you pay for it from machtas hashekel money, and they're not sure whether that din, machtas hashekel money, whether that's a real din deraisa, or it's midirabbanan based on leit bez namas nami. Very fascinating thesis here, yeah.
You weren't allowed to buy it from the Kachi Berek
Abayas money.
You were not allowed.
That's what they think, that not. It's not really. When the Gemara calls it Kachi Berek Abayas, it's not really Berek Abayas donations, is for fixing up the Beis HaMikdash. Paraduma is not for fixing up the Beis HaMikdash. It's not Kachi Mizbech and it's not Kachi Berek. It's not a carbon. It's not Kachi Mizbech. When the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Gimel that Paraduma Kachi Berek Abayis, and Tosfos thinks all the Tanaim agree, it's not to be taken literally. It's not Berek Abayis. You can't take Berek Abayis money. If you're going to take Berek Abayis money to buy a Paraduma, it's also going to be based on Leit Bez and Masna. It's not a Kachi Berek Abayis. It's Hegdish.
Rabbi, the Lashon of Kol Amilus of Ksarav Tami is never in the Gemara. The Rishonim made that Lashon up?
No, the Gemara, I think, has it. The Gemara maybe has it in the end of Menachos. But also only within Reb Shimon. It's only within Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon to solve his problem of Yisuri Hanor, to solve some kind of a problem. But it's not. But it doesn't mean that Reb Shimon never meant to say that it's Kesarv. He never meant to say that it's Kesarv Dami. Never meant to say that it's Kipadei Dami. All he meant to say was that Re'ius is enough. The potential to do it is enough to be called Shchita HaRe'uya. The Re'ius is enough to be called Re'uya. And the Re'ius is enough to be called Re'uya. Echel Shatar Yochel Lahachel Achem. It's called Roy Lahachel Achem. It's Re'uya to do that. If it's Roy to do the Blila, then the Mincha is Kasha, even though he didn't do the Blila. That's true. What? Also, if it's Roy.
So what's Shana always Rishonim?
The Gemara had a Havamina. In the end of Menachos, the Gemara had a Havamina that according to Reb Shimon, it means something more than it really means. Then the Gemara comes to the Maskana, Reb Shimon just said it's Roy. That's all. If it's Roy Lizrika, that's enough to be called Roy Lahachila Lacher. That's enough to be called Shchita Horuya. That's all Roy. But he never meant to say more than that. And the Rabbanon don't disagree with Reb Shimon on that, but they don't need it. They don't have any problem that they have to solve. They hold Shchit Sheni Ruya Shmo Shchit. They hold the Echel Shiat Yochel Ha'av HaKherim is also Mekabal Tumah. So they didn't have to come up with this Einfall. They don't disagree with Reb Shimon. Masking with him. That if it's Roy, it's Roy. But they hold that it doesn't have to be Roy. But you don't find that the Rabbanon disagree with Reb Shimon. Tosfos writes as if Machlekes Reb Shimon the Rabbanon, where they say Kol Ha'emet Lizrik Yizark Dam. The Rabbanon never disagreed with Reb Shimon. They didn't need it. Yeah. Let's see, let's take a look again at the thesis, the first thesis on Ayin Vav and Aleph. May as well read the whole thesis. Let's say, Shchita Sheni Ruya Lach Shma Shchita, with respect to what? The Gabi Dalet Behei, or the Gabi Kisei Adam, or the Gabi Yosef Ezbeno. But the Gabi Shchita Strefe is Metarim Dein Avela. Of course it's Metarim Dein Avela. Shimon is Maskim. If a person shechts Shchut Echutz, you're going to say, Shchut Echutz is Chayv Koris, is also Bahanoa. Shchita Sheni Ruya, so it's not Chayv Koris. So it's not also Bahanoa, because there's no Shchut Echutz. It's ridiculous. Taisa says, Barmi Legabi Lavda Shchut Echutz, except for that, everybody, the Baruch Echi Rahman, everybody's masking that Legabi there. That's what they're masking on Rashi later. Here the Taisa says, I involve on the base, the Baramaska Bahalos Rikla Materis. Quotes a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei on the base. The Gemara there, Chulin, is in Perik Osev Ezbeno. The Gemara is discussing that whether the din of Osev Ezbeno only applies to Chulin or even applies to Kachem. So the din is it does apply to Kachem. You're not permitted to Shech and Osev Ezbeno, and the Beis HaMikdash two different korbanos. Or let's say, even the Soyer HaMishtaleach. You're not allowed to use, even the Soyer HaMishtaleach is not Bishchita. The din of Osev Ezbeno is only if you did a Shechita on both. If one of them, you shot it to death, if you shot both of them, or you shot the first one, you shot the second one, but there's no Yisra Rosa Bezbeno. Rosa Bezbeno is only if they both lost Yishchatu, only if there was a Shechita on both. What if one of them was a Shechita Sheini Ruya? So that's a Machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. Yeah. So what about if? So the Gemara says the din of Asa Hazmana even applies to the Soyer HaMishtaleach with another korban. The Soyer HaMishtaleach, you don't shecht, you push it over the cliff. So the Gemara says the Chiyasa Latzuk Zui Shchitasai. So it's also included. It's considered shchita. Shchita means whenever the Torah gives you a specific way how to kill an animal, like you have egla rufa. The Gemara says Arifasa Zui Shchitasai. Egla rufa, there's a specific way how to kill it. Malika. On a chatasayf and an oilasayf. Malika is if you do malika has to be done with the coin's fingernail that's attached to his body. If he's going to do malika with a knife, so the Mishnah says in Chulin that it's possible. Akosha b'shchita possible malika. Akosha b'malika possible b'shchita. If you do shchita with your fingernail, it's possible because it's considered mechuba. Shchita b'mechuba is no good. You have to shecht with a sack and tolish. If you do malika with a sack and tolish, it's possible. You have to do dafka with a fingernail. So the question is, how can a kohanim eat an oilasayf you burn on the mizbech? A chatasayf is nechal by the kohanim. How do you eat a chatasayf? It's an avela. It's an avela. How are they allowed to eat it? The shchita was done by mechuba. The kohen did the shchita with his fingernail that's attached to his finger. So how can you eat the chatasayf? So the Gemara says, melikasa, zoi shchitasa. The Torah prescribes this is the specific form of shchita. So we have a normal, there's even an opinion halacha lemaisa. The Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Chulin says that not only do you need shchita for behemoths, you need shchita for oaf as well. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanan whether yesh shchita leif menator, ain shchita leif menator. The requirement that you have to follow all the chomishul cheshchita, there is special way to shecht animals. Shehi adras achalah da hagrama v'yikar the chomishul cheshchita. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanan whether the dine shchita apply to oifis menator or midirabbanim. And it's a machlekes harishonim. Some rishonim hold that it's only midirabbanon. So Tosis has a famous kasha on daf chof and aleph and chulin. Tosis has the kasha. If hilcha shchita is only midirabbanon by oifos, it means an oif drops dead. You can buy chicken from the A&P. Mi minatora, the chickens in the A&P are kosher. So there's a whole mishnayis about nivlas oif tohor. V'tami abeis ablid. Yud gimel dinim nemer b'nivlas oif tohor. There are 13 dinim. What dinim? The whole thing was an invention with the Rabbanah. On the level of the Raisa, there's no such thing as Nivla Saif Torah. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Nivla Saif Torah is a funny, it's metame beisabila, only if you swallow it. If you touch it, you carry it, it's not metame, only if you swallow it. I mean, the whole thing is an invention with the Rabbanah. Menatara doesn't exist, because ain't shchita loif menatara. With the Raisa, you don't need shchita. So there's no isa nevela. You can buy all the meat in the A&P, it's muta menatara, it's only awesome Rabbanah. So Taisa says, no, that's ridiculous. Everybody agrees that you need shchita saif. Machlokes is, do you say malikasa zui shchita? Do you say nechira simanim en atzavet? Do you say nechirasa zui shchita soy? Or do you need the whole bona fide hilcha shchita? The whole works, the whole hilcha shchita. But everybody agrees that you need nechira simanim en atzavet. If you just shoot the bird or you just electrocute it or something, then it's not going to be kosher. The machlokes hatanaim is whether shchita soy is both all the hilcha shchita is menatera or it's enough, nechira simanim. So the Rasa Mishan, the Rosh, in the end of Yuma, quotes the Maharam Rutenberg, who paskens Allah, a shchita loif is only midirabbanan. It's not minatar. It has an afkamina ledina. The Gemara has there, on the first daf and the second parak in Chulin, the Gemara says there's an afkamina lahalacha, where the shchita loif, what's the difference? Halacha lemaisa, bottom line, you need shchita loif. So it's all the same. The Gemara says, no, the difference is, would you need kisui hadam? You only need kisui hadam if you did ashe yishchat, chaya o'ov b'machane, if you do shchita. But what if you did nechira simanim? I took a challah knife and I cut the neck of the live bird and it dies. So that's no good. Hilcha shchita, you can't take a knife that has a jagged edge. You have to have a smooth edge. So the question is that needed min ha-Torah, that it should have a smooth edge? Or do you say no, min ha-Torah nechira simanim, min ha-tzavar is good enough. And it's only with the Rabbanon that you have to have a smooth edge. So what's the difference, halacha l'maisa? So the Gemara says, if min ha-Torah it's good nechira simanim, so if I did nechira simanim, I killed an oaf, I killed a chicken with nechira simanim, then minatara have to do kisei adam. I'm a derabbanan, you made a chumer that you're not allowed to eat the chicken, but they're not going to tell me not to do kisei adam. I'll be mechuyev minatara to do the kisei adam. Why should they patter me from the mitzvah kisei adam? So the Gemara says, that'll be the nafkamina halacha lemaisa. If yesh chita loif minatara hilcha shchita required midar aisa by yoifos, so you don't even do kisei adam if you did nechira simanim on a bird. But if shchita loif is only midirabbanan, min ha-Torah ain't shchita loif, but you need nechira simanim. So if you did nechira min ha-tzavor, so min ha-Torah you did a shchita k'sheira, that's good. Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to eat the flesh, but you still have to do kisei adam.
I'm not telling on this Mishnah. It's in a row.
Hastakasha, but that's what it says in the Gemara. That's a Gemara, the first daf in the second parak in Chul. Gemara says, why do you mean Eino Roi? I mean according to Reb Shimon. Shimon hal shchita sheni we lav shmo shchita. A Rebbe makes a hachra. Rebbe compromises. He says that by kisei adam you need shchita roi. Maybe the Gemara is going not like Rebbe, not like Reb Shimon. The simple reading in the Mishnah is you don't need shchita haroi. Even if you shechta treifa, you chayvin kisei adam. Reb Yudah Nasi says that by kisei adam we follow Reb Shimon shita. So maybe the Mishnah Melech will enter then, at that point. But the Gemara is not worried about that. The Gemara probably holds that you don't need a shechita horiyah. If a shechita shenuyah is also chayvin kisei adam. So you have a few cases where you have an awkward form of shechita. You have the chiyasa latzuk zui shechitosa by the tzor hamishtaleach, and the Gemara says therefore it's subject to the prohibition of osav ezbenal. If we use an osav ezbenal, one for the tzor hamishtaleach, it's Yom Kippur. No one's bringing any nedarim and nedavos on Yom Kippur. But if you bring a soyer hamishtaleach on Yom Kippur, and the mother or the vlad will be one of the other karbonos on Yom Kippur that you bring. So the Gemara says you'd be in violation of osav ezbenal because the chiyosel atzuk zui shchitosa. If you bring an egel arufa, you bring an egel arufa whenever you want, whenever it's necessary. I mean, when you find a person who was murdered. But there's no specific day that you bring it. Doesn't have to be sheni v'chamishi, any day of the year. So if you bring it, if the community brings an egel arufa, and on the same day someone's going to shecht a mother or the vlad of that egel arufa, Mar says you'd be in violation of osav ezbenal because arifas is zui shchitosa. Arifas is zui shchitosa. There's no iser osav ezbenal by birds, so you don't have to be worried about malikas is zui shchitosa. By the Malika of Chatasoy, if you don't have to worry about the Nechiras of Zui Shchitasa, there is no Oso Ezbenot by birds. The Oso Ezbenot only applies to behemoths, doesn't apply to Chai, and doesn't apply to Ov. So the Gemara there learns out from Psukim. The Isa of Oso Ezbenot appears in Chumash next to the Psukim about Karbonas. So the Gemara says, it's Dova Halobim Eidyona, the fact that Oso Ezbenot is Tishchato V'yoy Mechod. The next pasuk of Chisiz b'chuzevach toir, who is a balkari? Also, the Ezman Allah says shchatu b'yamechod. Then it says Chisiz b'chuzevach toir al Hashem. The next pasuk. The Gemara says one pasuk next to the other. So you see that Osve Ezmanol doesn't only apply to Chulin; it even applies to Kachin. In fact, the question maybe it only applies to Kachin. I did not apply to Bisman as that. Maybe it's only Kachin, but it certainly applies to Kachin. So the Gemara there learns that from the pasukim that Osve Ezmanol applies by Kachin. It applies in a bigger way than by us. You see, in Yeriday, there's a din today in the slaughterhouse. You're not allowed to shecht Osav Ezbenot. If anybody's keeping track, who knows which is Osav Ezbenot? Who knows who's related? Why they have labels? They have tags. That this is Molly Resnick, the mother, and this is Jack Resnick, the vlad. But they have names, so you know that this is the vlad. You don't know. You don't know it's a shecht the behemoth. If you don't know, you assume it's not. But if you know that this is an Osav Ezbenot, you're not allowed to shecht the Bizman Hazeh. What it's the din, if you went ahead and you shechted an Osav Ezbenot, so has to get on aveir. You're not allowed to eat it? No. It says that it's mutah bachin. If you shecht an Osav Ezbenot, it's mutah. In fact, the Gemara has in Kol HaBosor, Chul and Perek Kol HaBosor, the Gemara has a whole discussion. Maybe the din should be that if you shecht an Osav Ezbenot, it should be Osav Achila, because it's a din, Osechel Kol Tayeva, Kol Shetiyav Tilcho HaReu B'Bal Teichel. One Tana says, that's how you establish that basa b'cholav is also b'achila. Because it says you're not allowed to cook basa b'cholav together. It never says you're not allowed to eat it. So how do you know you're not allowed to eat basa b'cholav? So one Tana says, based on this pasuk, if you go ahead and you do something that I told you not to do, so you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. What if you misaris an animal? What if you misaris an animal? The Torah says you're not allowed to castrate an animal. And if you go and you misaris the animal, they do it to a lot of animals. They do it to the capons, the hens. They misaris them and then they get fatter. And then we eat them. So the Gemara says maybe it should be osav achila. If you shecht an osav ezbeno, maybe it should be osav achila. The Gemara learns that from it. The Gemara explains that it's not osav achila. So it's a befeirish Gemara in Perakol Abbasa, in the sugya of kol shetiyav tilcha, reba bal teichal, that if you shecht an osav ezbeno, it's mutav achila. The Mefarshim on the Yoridei quote, the Bahag has a penalty midirabbanan that you shouldn't eat. Now within the Bahag, there are two opinions. Does the penalty only apply to the second behemoth, or does it even apply to the first behemoth? The first behemoth was beheter. Why should that be also b'achil? The Avera was on the second behemoth. So that's two versions within the Bahag. But the Bahag in the Shulchan Aruch, the Bahag is not quoted. Then there's the Kalim on the on the side of the Yeridea, quote that the Bahag's opinion is that there is a penalty. But on the level of the Rice, if you shecht us, it was not by chulin, you did an avera by shechting it, but it's mutav achila. What if you shecht by karbonis and also the esbeno? So the Gemara says the one that you shecht second will be posel. That carbon will be posel. Why will it be posel? It's a mitzvah above avera. Why will it be posel? The Gemara says no. It's called mechus hazman. The original mechus hazman. We're more familiar with the original mechus hazman. The original mechus hazman is it says. When a behemoth is born, Shiva Samya Tachasimo, Yamashmini Bahali, he rots of the carbon Isha Hashem. He can't be makra carbon before the eighth day. The first 7 days it shouldn't be makra. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that if you makri the carbon toch shmaina before the eighth day, it's possible even by the Eved. Not only is it an Isa Lachatrila to Shechte, Toch's Mano, if you shech the carbon before the eighth day, it's a psula machus asma. So the Gemara is, that's learned that from a pasuk. A pasuk of Shiva Yom Tachazim Yom Shmini Bahali Yotz of Kavod Yishal Hashem a psul b'diyevet a mechus hazman. So then the Gemara says there's another kind of mechus hazman. If you have an osa there's b'no, and you weren't supposed to shech the second one as a korban today, you were supposed to wait till tomorrow. That's a different kind of mechus hazman. One is a mechus hazman. This animal is not 8 days old yet. Then the Gemara said there's also mechus hazman. You weren't supposed to shech this animal today. You're supposed to wait till tomorrow. Why? Nothing wrong with this animal, but you shechted the mother or the vlad today. So if you shecht this one, it'll be a mechus hazman. So the Gemara says it'll also be possible by the Eved. If you shecht the mechus hazman as a carbon, it's a psul afilu by the Eved. So the Gemara says the din of osu v'ezbeno applies by kotshim, the psukim are one next to the other. Osu v'ezbeno lo si shchato v'yom echad v'chisiz b'chuzevach toira v'ab moistav al inyarishin. V'chisiz b'chuzevach toira. So even if you don't darshan smuchim, smuchim is if you have two psukim, one next to the other. If you have two dinim in the same pasuk, you assume there's a connection. That's called a hekish. If you have two psukim one next to the other, that's a machlokes hatanaim, but the darshan smuchim. But if you have a vav connecting pasuk base with pasuk aleph, so that's treated as if it were written in the same pasuk. Vav ma'aseh v'lein yerishin makes it that it's like a hekish. So here there's a hekish. It says a din of osev ezmanah, then it says v'chisiz b'chusavach toira. A vav, so that connects it. So the din of osev ezmanah applies to kach. So if you shecht osu ezbeno by kachim and the second one is kachim, the second one will be posel because of the psul of mechus hazman. I carry over the psul from Yom HaShemini B'Holi Yeratzeh, and if you bring toch shmoina, it's not Yeratzeh, lo Yeratzeh, so you see that there's a psul even by the Eved of mechus hazman, so it applies here. So Rashi has a nine file. The Gemara there comes to the conclusion. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei raises the possibility. The Gemara raises that question. Maybe the din of Osev Ezbeno only applies if you did a shechita. If you didn't do, if you did the nechira, if you shot the animal, then there's no the iser of Osev Ezbeno. Only if you did a shechita. Does it have to be a shechita haruya? So that's the old machlek. Is Abshim and the Rabban whether shechita shenivu ishma shechita or not? Will you be in violation of Osev Ezbeno? So the Gemara raises a possibility. Take a look in the Tosfos where it says chul and daf pei. 6th, 7th line into the Tosfos, Halos Rika Materis. The Tosfos I involve in the days, the third Tosfos. So they quote after the 6th line, they quote Chulin Daf Pei. The Gemara Perkos was not boiling memory. The Gemara wanted to say originally the Kol Shchitas Kachim Shchitu Sheni Ruihi. The Gemara thought whenever you shecht a carbon, it's not mutabachil until you do this Rika Sadam. So every Shchitas Kachim, the Havamin of the Gemara was every Shchitas Karbonis is Shchitu Sheni Ruihi. So therefore, it should never be a violation of Osev Ezbeno, according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, that the din of Osev Ezbeno only applies if it did a shechita haruya. So every shechita is kachim should be shechita sheni ruya, because it's going to be osev achil. So the Gemara backs out. Tosfos says that was the havamina, and then they point out lo kaima maskana hachi, the maskana that does not remain. El ba maskana mashma the following, that it depends. Hecha the nizrak adam lebesav shechita ruyahi. If I did the shechita sakarbin now. And then 5 minutes later, someone zorek the dam. So now I say that it's a shechita ruya. If I shech the carbon and I am not zorek the dam, then it'll be a shechita sheni ruya. And Reb Shimon will say, shechita sheni ruya lav shma shechita, you were not in violation of Osev Ezbeno. If you will hold like the Rabbanan, if you hold, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi made a compromise by what? By Kisei Adam. By Kisei Adam, he paskens like Reb Shimon because it says, Asher Yeyochel. Isha Sheyishchel Chayo Pamachan Asher Yeyochel. That's by Shechita Reba. But Yosef Ezbenoi doesn't pass like Reb Shimon. Yosef Ezbenoi even Shechita Sheni Ruya is also Chayiv. also subject to the prohibition of Osir Ezbanan. Yeah. So Taisus says, Libis Avoba Maskana Mashma, the Maskana there, Chulun Daf Pei, comes to the conclusion, Echad, the Nizuk Adam Libisov Shchitarihi. What is the Maskana? Taisus is going to quote it. In another couple of lines, Taisus is going to quote the Maskana. Afal Pishaloha Yoimid Lizre. Gagon Beyosav Ezbanan, yeah. Not only. It's not because kol ha'imed lizrik is zarek dami. It's not when you do the shechita sakarbin, so the dam is ha'imed lizrik, so that's why it's called the shechita horuya, because it's ha'imed lizrik. Tosfos says, not true. Even if it's an osav es beno, and you're not supposed to be zarek the dam. I already shechted the mother of the vlad earlier in the day, and I'm not allowed to shecht this one, and I go ahead and I shechted. So you're not supposed to be zorek the dam. It's an isa not to shecht it, and it's an isa not to be zorek the dam. But nonetheless, if you went ahead and you were zorek it, even though you weren't allowed to, you weren't supposed to, afal pi shelo ha'yamid lizrak, it was forbidden to be zorek it. It's not based on the fact, no, when I did the shechita, the dam is ha'yamid lizrika, so kol ha'yamid lizrika is zorek dami, so that's why it's called the shechita haruya. That's not true, Taisa says. Reb Shimon shechita kol ha'yamid lizrika is only if it's ha'yamid lizrak, only if it's maswasa bekach. That's what they quote the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Yud Gimel says. Where do they quote it? Here, the Torah says, Kol Amid Lizrik is Zarek Domi. 10 lines from the bottom of the page. So they say, Kibn de Laminik is Zarek Domi, Yad Shiz Kabul Bekos, Kenimash Mperakam Bede Pesachim. It says in Pesachim, Daf Yud Gimel, Rab Shimon Shita, Kol Amid Lizrik is Zarek Domi, is only after the Dam was in Skabul Bekos, and then it's Amid Lizrik. So they say, but it's only Amid Lizrak if it's in Skabal, because if it's Behechsher, if it's Apostle of Korban, they're not allowed to be Zorgit. It's an Avera every step of the way. It's an Avera to Shecht Anosav Ezbeno as a Korban, and it's an Avera to be Zorg the Dam as a Korban. So it's not Amid Lizrak, even if it was in Skabal, because it's not Amid Lizrak. So that's what they point out. The Maskona Sagamore, the Maskona Mashma Echad and Nizrak Adam Lebsav Shechitah, Afal Pishaloha Amid Lizrak, even though it was not Amid Lizrak. Not that b'shash shechita emet lizrik kol emet lizrik. Not true. That's not why. Even though the zrika was b'avera b'psul kagom v'osav ezbano. This is the second animal. We already shechted one earlier today. This is the second one. The havi mechus hazman de l'armin v'ashem gezark dami alav amakon shemitzvah lizrik. As it says in Pesachim daf yud gimel, like they quote there, and as it says also kidyama perek hamenoch zman Pesachim daf kufala. Mishleim aparamenes livdos pirush demotz acheres noahem enem mitzvah livdosa. That's the Gemara that you ask. Why should a guy be so crazy? Why is he going to be paid at the paraduma? Why is he going to get another paraduma? What does he want to be paid it for? It's of course the fortune. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara, only if Matzah Cheres Noahim Enem, then it's a mitzvah of dosim. But the Gemara asks that Lahani Menach is a mitzvah of dosim. So the Gemara says there, Rab Shimon Shita, Kol Amid Lizrik only applies when it's mitzvah sebekach.
I mean, what's the Isser of Zrikas Dam that's not a karma?
Zrikas Dam puzzle. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim. That Toch Manoi, Toch Shmoina, also as Beno, there's an Issa every step of there. There's an Issa to be Magdashit. Toch Shmoina Yamim is Mutta Lahagdashit, Gemara learns out from the Pasuk. But Shechita is awesome, Zvika is awesome, Kapala Sadam, every step of the Avodah is awesome.
It's part of the Issa also as Beno, or it's a new Issa?
Yeah, part of the Issa also as Beno. Same thing by Shmoina, Toch Manoi of Shmoina, yeah.
Why would we say Yavad
Lomahani by a second man? Good kasha? You have a lot of kashas like that. Why don't you say Yavad Lomahani? Okay. The Mishnah has, if you shecht on Shabbos Yom Kippur, shechitos ekshera. So the Maharit has that kasha. Why don't you say Yavad Lomahani? Why don't you say the shechita should be also? We don't say. So here it's the answer that he gives is in Hilchah Shabbos an answer. It could be that here it's a better kasha. You have a lot of kashas. Yavad Lomahani is a shas problem. That you got to work on the Tesis and Psochem. Samach Gimel has problems and Tesis on Sugi Yavad Lamahani. The beginning of Tamura has problems. You're not allowed to be Meshacher Evik 90, but if you are Meshacher Evik 90, you're Yotze Lecheris. So Tesis asked the Kash, why don't you say Yavad Lamahani? So I don't know, there are exceptions to the rule. You got to figure out when the rule applies and when the exceptions apply. Not too clear. So Tesis says, Bekris is Perakashim Tali Yamid Behedya Emad Amar Rab Shimon Bemidah Deyamid Lizrik. Rab Shimon only says Kalam Lizrik Kizarek Dami. If it's Emad Lizrik, if it's Mitzvasa Bekach. So Taisa says you can't say over here the Maskanas Hagemara and Chulin that Pei Amid Beis is that Osav Ezbeno does apply to Kachim because of the Vav. Im Zavach Tov the Karbon the Vav Meisav Alan Yerushim makes it that it's treated like a Hekesh. You treat it as if it were written in the same pasuk. You treat it like a hekesh, better than a smuchim. Smuchim is a machlokes atanoim. Hekesh, they all agree that you're darshan. So the maskanas agmaras that also has beno does apply to kachim. The question that they raised, why don't you say about the shashchite according to Reb Shimon, it should never apply. Reb Shimon, we don't pass like Reb Shimon is no problem. But according to the sugya, the Gemara is working within Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds shchita sheni ruya, lav shmo shchita. Every shchita is kachim, should be shchita sheni ruya. At the time that he shechted, it's also b'achila. So Tosfos says that was the hava mina and the peyam base. And the maskana, the Gemara backs out the girsa that we have. Tosfos says Rashi has a different girsa. The girsa that we have is that the maskana, the Gemara backs out, and the maskana it says that if you do a zrika later, then I declare that was a shechita ruya. If you never do the zrika later, it's not called the shechita ruya. It depends. Did you actually do a zrika or not? And you shouldn't say, Taisa is explaining, shouldn't say that it doesn't depend on whether you actually did the zrika. But the word is that you say, kol adam lizrik yizarek dami. So take it from miyad b'sha shechita, it's already called shechita haruya because it's adam lizrik yizarek dami. Taisa says, wrong. Because the Gemara is talking about an osev esbeno. Not only did you violate an avera at the time that you shechted the second one, you already shechted the mother of the Vlad earlier in the day. And this second one, this carbon is the second one. So the second one you weren't allowed to shecht, and you're not allowed to be zarek the dam. And nonetheless, the Gemara says that if you zarek the dam, so you can't say kalayim elizik and zarek dami. Abshimishit to kalayim is only when it's mutter, when it's mitzvah sevekach. If it's not oimel lekach, that's what they quote. The Gemara is only miskabalak dam bekos, and psochem daf yud gimel, then it's mitzvah sevekach. The Gemara Menachah is Daf Kuf Aleph, and the Gemara increases is Daf Chav Dalet. Reb Shimon Shita Oymed Lizik, because Zarek Dam is only if it's Oymed Lakach. Here it's not Oymed Lakach, it's an Avera. And nonetheless, the Gemara says it depends. If it actually led up to a Zrika, then I labeled the Shechita as a Shechita Bruya. Who said so? So that's Tosis Girsa in the Gemara and Chulin. Rashi doesn't have that line. So Tosis says, V'hochi Isa Girsa B'Sfarim. And the following is the correct Girsa that we have in our editions of the Talmud. Elo Marav. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion. Hey, Malchus, Hachikam Rav Hamnun, okay, he's touching something up. Rav Hamnun, they quote Rav Hamnun that there's never an Isa Rav Osev Esbeno B'Kotchim. It can't be, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. It's written next to the Korbanos. So he said a different thing. Hey, Malchus Osev Esbeno Noig B'Kotchim. There's no Malchus. Why? The cave in the Kol Kamadol L'Nizrak Adam L'Mishtri Basar. Until you do this Rikas Adam, it's a Shechita Sheinu Ruya. If you all like Reb Shimon Shechita. If you all like Reb Shimon, that shchita sheni ruya l'abshma shchita, it's a cold man that you didn't do zrika sadam shchita sheni ruya. The idn of the koshach, so at the time that he's shechting and they're giving a hasra, don't shecht and osim ezbenom, we're going to give you malchus. We ourselves are not so sure, no one is sure that it's going to be an aver. If it'll never lead up to zrika, it'll be a shchita sheni ruya. Shchita sheni ruya, according to Reb Shimon, is l'abshma shchita. There'll only be an aver if you hold like Reb Shimon. We don't hold like Reb Shimon. We hold shchita sheni ruya yishma shchita. But if you all like Reb Shimon, that shchita sheni ruya lav shma shchita, so v'shas shchita it's a hasra sofik. La mishter, yeah, the cave and the kol kamadol and nizuk adam, cause man you don't do zrika on the carbon. La mishter basar the flesh is asar. So beidna the kol shachet at the time of shchita, when they warned the Adam, warned the fellow, don't shecht the nose of his mano. Havi hasra sofik and hasra sofik lav shma hasra, and therefore v'loy loki. Is that true? Hasra sofik lav shma hasra. A person is doing an avera, and the people warn him, this may or may not be an avera. It's going to depend on something in the future. So what's the din? Hasra safik shmo hasra, hasra safik lav shmo hasra. So those who learn Makis will certainly remember in the last parak in Makis, or in the last parak in Chulin, it's a machlek zab yechen and a reishlokish. We pass like Reb Yechanan, hasra safik shmo hasra. You do get Makis. Reishlokish holds hasra safik lav shmo hasra. So Tosfos says, that gemara shaloi kaloche. The Gemara says, if you shecht the nosav ezbeno, the second one is a carbon. The first one was a carbon, a chulin, doesn't matter. The second one is a carbon. So at the time of shechita, it's a shechita sheni ruya. It's dependent on whether it's going to be a zrika. That's their girsa. Rashi doesn't have that girsa. That's Tosfos' girsa. Kol kama deloy mizrik, kol kama shalom nizrik adam, as long as you don't do zrika la mishri basar, so be it in a kol shachit, it's hasra safig, veloy shmei hasra, according to Reish Lakish, veloy loki. Mashma, the leman the yom according to Rabbi Yochanan holds lefi psak halacha shmo hasra lucky. Dim ken shchita ruyehi hecha din israk lebesof. That's Tosfos' girsa in the Gemara. If you do shchita on karbanis, if it actually leads up a poel mamish to the zrika, then I declare that was a shchita haruya. If it doesn't lead up to the Zrika, then Reb Shimon would declare it as Shechita Shein Ruya, and according to Reb Shimon, there wouldn't be a prohibition of Osa Esma. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. But the Gemara is talking within Reb Shimon's Shita. So that's what Tosis claims, and they spelled out that it depends on actually whether the Zrika occurred. You can't say the theoretical possibility of doing a Shechita, of doing a Zrika, makes it into a Shechita Haruya. No, that theoretical possibility is only considered a Shechita Haruya, the Reb Shimon, when it's Mitzvah Sebekah, as they prove from the Gemaras all over the place, from Psochim, from Menachos Dav Kuv Aleph, and from Krisis Dav Chav Dalet. And over here it's an Osav Ezba. No, it's not only not Mitzvah Sebekah, it's an Avera to be Zorek the Dam. So that's Taisis Girs. And they're not happy with Rashi. Ubekuntris Piresh Hasam. Rashi has the gears there. The gears ain malchus as nabekachim. Period. Velo yaser. That's all. And not because it's a hasra safek. Velo mishum nabe hasra safek. Mishum the mechus is manhu. Shchita sheni ruyehi. Rashi holds that shchita sheni ruya. Lav shmo shchita. According to Reb Shimon, that shchita sheni ruya. Lav shmo shchita. Applies over here to remove the Yisra of Osav Ezbano. Why? Why is it called Shechita Sheni Ruya? Let's say you'll shecht an Osav Ezbano Chulin. I'll shecht in America an Osav Ezbano. That's not a Shechita Sheni Ruya. That's an Avera. You can eat it. But he can eat it. Here it's a Pasul Karban. If you're going to shecht an Osav Ezbano, the second one is going to be a Karban. It's a Psula Mechus Ezman. Just like you shecht an animal Toch Shmoina as a Karban. If you shecht toshmoin as a carbon, so it's mechus and zman. It's possible. It says b'yamishmini v'haldi yeiratze. It has a ritzoi. Before the yamishmini, it's lo yeiratze. It's not acceptable. It's possible. So not only lo yeiratze by the mechus and zman of shmoin yomim, the same the Gemara says is true regarding the mechus and zman of osa ezbano. If the second animal to be geshachtin is going to be an osa ezbano, then it's going to be a possible a carbon. So Reb Shimon would declare that as a shechita shein ruya. Right, so that's what Rashi says. If you have a shechita she'ein a ruuya, l'Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon shechita, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. If you hold shechita she'ein a ruuya, lav shma shechita, then you're not in violation of Osav Ezbano. So Tosis says, what are you talking about, Rashi? How can you say such a thing? They said on Amin Aleph, they raised the question on Amin Aleph. If you're going to shecht shechut echutz, Reb Shimon should drey on over here. Reb Shimon should undo the aver of Shechut Echutz. Whenever you shecht, you're only in violation of Shechut Echutz on a korban if you shecht the chutz lazar, if you shecht it. If you shoot it, that's mazik hegnish. You're not chayv koris for that. It's not also, it doesn't have the din of Shechut Echutz. So the only time is Shechut Echutz if you shecht it. So Taisa says, but according to Reb Shimon, that Shechut Echutz is a shechita sheni ruya, it's also b'achila, also b'ano. So it should be shechita anyway. Lav shma shechita. So he said that's ridiculous. Bar milagabi lav the shechita because b'hochichi rachmana. That's the pasuk in Chumash. You can't say shechita anyway. You're going to say you shecht the treifa, so the shechita is not matar min anyway. You have a pasuk in Chumash that you learn now. Shechita's treifa is matar min anyway. You can't say shechita anyway. Lav shma shechita. It's not matar min anyway. That's a pasuk. So every time you shecht an osav ezbano, osav ezbano applies to chulin. Applies in America, and Osav Ezbano applies in the Beis Hamikdash. A pasuk it says vim zarach toida. So you learn that from the Vav Moisif Alon Yerushan that Osav Ezbano applies to Kachim. So Taisis asks every single time you shecht an Osav Ezbano by Kachim, it's always going to be a shechita shen. It's going to be pasul. Mechus Ezman is going to be. Rashi says every. The Gemara says every time you shecht an Osav Ezbano and the second one is a carbon, it's going to be pasul b'diyevet as a carbon. You're not allowed to eat it because of the psula mechus hazman. We take the din of mechus hazman from Yom Shmini v'Hol Yeiratze that mechus hazman is pasul b'diyevet. We apply to this mechus hazman also to Osav Ezbano. So Rashi says, so therefore, according to Reb Shimon, you can never violate Osav Ezbano if the second one is a kachin. So Tai says, what are you talking about? What happened to the Vav Moisif Alein Yerishon? It's a pasuk that says that there's Osav Ezbano. You can't undo a pasuk with a shita. That's like saying Osav. That's like saying shchita sheni ruya lav shma shchita. So there's never an issa kares of shchut echutz because it's always going to be a shchita sheni ruya. That's ridiculous. That's a pasuk. So that's what Taisa's tainus against Rashi. Why did Rashi make a pilpul that according to Reb Shimon that shchita sheni ruya lav shma shchita is not even a violation of osav ezbano? But the pasuk tells you above myself alein yerishon. that it does apply to kachim. You've got to say only if the first one was kachim. No, it doesn't matter, the first one or the second one. Even if the second one is kachim, the pasuk also says. So that's what Tosfos quotes Rashi, v'kosher l'ri. They can't believe it that Rashi said such a thing. Yichoshim uchus hazman, yosef l'shach mishmos hazmano, imkein, hu lo ke mishum lo sishchatu. You do get malchus. You do get malchus. Kev ne'am rachmano osve hazmano, noig v'kachim. That's what the Vav tells you. Vav moisef alein yirishin. So osve hazmano lo sishchatu b'yayim ha'achod, dim zevach toida karbonu. The Vav moisef alein yirishin tells you that it does apply to kachim. So how does Rashi say it doesn't apply? The Yefshir Ella b'shchita sheni ri. The only regard, whatever's going to be shchitas, the second one is going to be shchitas kachim. The Yefshir Ella b'shchita sheni ri. Yabal kochik zeres hakosav hi. Shehi ki shchita ri. Let's chayv ala. Mida da havi ha-shchut techutz, like they wrote on Omer Aleph. Shchut techutz, everybody agrees that you chayv kor. So you're going to dray on apshepu. That zin shchita b'chutz is osa b'ano. You're not allowed to eat it. Kachim b'chutz. So shchita sheni ri. So never in violation of shchita chutz. No, there's a pasuk. It's an isa shchut techutz. The aval gav de lemidi achrini chosh shchita sheni ruya lini. Even though the shchita of mechus hazman has a din of shchita, with respect to other dinim, with respect to kisei adam, with respect to osav hazmanov, with respect to dalet vehei, shchita sheni ruya lav shma shchita, but with respect to osav hazmanov, that's a pasuk. With respect to shchut techutz, everybody agrees. There are certain cases where everybody agrees that shchita sheni ruya shma shchita. Means there's not shchita shenuy lav shma shchita. Well, how should it's megum gom over here? The afal gav the gabi midi achrini sphere of the Rab Shimon the shchita shenuy lav shma shchita. That's what they mean to say. The afal gav the midi achrini chashim shchita shenuy and Rab Shimon holds lav shma shchita. But leinian shchut echut mi amechayim kemishen who is a machmas dover acher. That's the din of Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz makes it into. The only time you call the Shchit Sheni Ruya, if it's for a different reason, the Shchit Sheni Ruya. I'm shechting a treifa. So you say Shchit Sheni Ruya, lav shmo shchita, benegir to David Behei. But if I'm shechting Shchut Echutz, you're going to say the Shchut Echutz makes it into Shchit Sheni Ruya, and therefore there's no aver of Shchut Echutz. You can't take this din to undo this din. So you can't tell me. And Oseb Ezbeno. Osav Ezbeno makes it into a mechus hazman makes it into pasul. If it's pasul, shchita sheni ruya. So it undoes the whole iser of Osav Ezbeno. What are you talking about? Osav Ezbeno undoes the din of Osav Ezbeno because it's an Osav Ezbeno, and memeil it's a mechus hazman, memeil it's pasul, memeil shchita sheni. What are you talking about? You can only undo it if it's for a different reason. It's a shchita sheni ruya. But the din itself of Osav Ezbeno can't undo Osav Ezbeno. That's what they spell out. It's not that it's ain't ruy because of something else. It's shchit sheni ruy because of shchut echutz. Hachanami is similarly beosav ezbeno. If the reason why it's shchit sheni ruy is because of osav ezbeno, that's what makes it into mechus hazman. That's what makes it possible. So you can't dray that makes it into a shchit sheni ruy. What does Tosfos have at the end? Vim taima. Amai tzorich. There is a din of shchut echutz that you have kares. The isa shchut echutz only applies. It says v'al pesach al moed lo hevio. If you don't bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, you shecht it b'chutz, you have kares. So the Mishnayos say in the end of Hashochet v'Hamaleh, the end of Maseches Vachon, there's a parakat about shchut echutz and malah b'chutz. The two parshiyos in Chumash and Achrimo is one next to the other. Hashochet b'chutz is chayv kares, and malah b'chutz is chayv kares. So the isa shchut echutz only applies. If the carbon is a kosher, a carbon, roi lov el pesach hamayim. Let's say the carbon is posel anyway. Raveh v'nirva muktzev v'nevad. So it's a posel, the carbon is not roi lo havi el pesach hamayim. So then there's no chorus of shchut echutz. What do you do with it? You wait till it gets a moment, you paid it. You're not allowed to shech debachutz, you mafse de hegvish. You're supposed to wait till it gets a moment, then be paid it, and buy a different carbon. Okay. But you won't have the lav of shchut echutz. Vektesis hakash, why do you need a posel? Vim taima. The only time until now we were discussing Shchita Sheni Ruya, Rav Shimon Shita, we were concentrating on three dinim. We were concentrating on Kisei Adam, Osav Ezbeno, and Dalet Vehei. That's all. Now Tosfos came up, ooh, there's a fourth Gemara, Osav Ezbeno. If Yeshef, then Osvez Beno was one of the three. That was one of the three. Okay. So now Taisa has the fourth one. What if Yeshef the Shchut Echutz? Yeshef the Shchut Echutz. So let's say Yeshef the Shchut Echutz, and it's a treifa. So Shchut Echutz is only an aveir of Koreis if you shecht it. If you shoot it to death, it's a hepsed kotchim. You're mavazik kotchim. You should have waited till it got a mum and then be paida, instead of being shecht, instead of killing it, instead of shooting it. But it's not the chorus of Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz is only if you do a shechita. So for Taisus Hakasha, we should introduce the topic of shechita shenivuyah to a fourth area. Why do we only concentrate on three? There should be a fourth area. By Shchut Echutz, why do you need a pasuk to say Pesach Hamoed Lehevio? That if it's not Roy Lovel Pesach Hamoed, the Mishnah, you say there's no Yisra Rav Shchut Echutz. You don't have the Koris. You only have a different Aver. It's not the Koris. For Taisus, I should say that it's a shechita shenivuyah. Because if Al Shech, the Rever, Venirva, Apostle, the Korban, a Trefa, so it'll be also Bachilo. The Shechitas Kochim on that be Materet Bachilo. So you should say, according to Reb Shimon, according to the way we pass on Allah, Shechita, Shechita, Shmo Shechita, you shechted an animal, Shein, it's Matar Medein Avela. So Shechita, Shechita, Shmo Shechita. So you have Koris for Shechut Echutz. So I need a Pasik to tell me that if it's not Royal Pesach Al Moed, there's no Koris of Shechut Echutz. But according to Reb Shimon, why do you need a Pasik? So maybe you say that Gemara is Shaloi Aliba the Reb Shimon. Taisa says it's not Mistaber. That's Mishnayis like that. It has to be Royal Level Pesach Hamayit. These are old Mishnayis from before Reb Shimon was born. It can't be the Reb Shimon doesn't hold for that din. That's what they're asking. The Yimtoim Hamayit Tzorech, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that it's not Royal Pesach Hamayit? Tepilei, according to Reb Shimon, sheet that the Shechidah Shenivuyim Achmas Yisar Acher. Because of the psul of Raver Benir, the Rabbanan Nistrachov Aloy Reb Shimon. It's hard to say the Reb Shimon doesn't agree. These are old dinim. It sounds like it's before Reb Shimon was born. Everybody knew these dinim of Ein Roy Love Al Pesach Hamayit. This Mishnah is like that. So what does Tosfos say? Yeshua, he wrote some letarit. Some wanted to suggest the Afagav to be Ami Afinim Etrach Tevach Lahachein. Even the Reb Shimon usually holds Shchita Sheni Boi Elav Shma Shchita. Why? Because he learns that from when Yosef invited the brothers to eat by him. So he told the Shamus, Tvarech Tevach V'Hachein, I mean Shechita Ksheirom. So that's only Benegir to Osevez Beno, Kisei Adam, Dalet Vehei. But Benegir to Shechut Echutz, B'Shechut Echutz Guf, Svarod Yafinim B'Gufayu. Since Shechut Echutz is always a Shechita Sheni Ruya, Shechut Echutz is always a Shechita Sheni Ruya. It's never going to be Shechut Echutz. It's also Bahanoah. It's a Kotchim Bachutz. All Kotchim are Rasa. So if you Shecht it Bifnim, if you do the Zrikas Adam, it'll come out that it's a Shechita Harui. Shecht it Bachutz is always Shechita Shenirui. So Taisus quotes those wanted to suggest that the topic of Shechita Shenirui, Shema Shechita, Lav Shema Shechita, only applies to the three cases that we concentrate. You can't introduce it to the fourth area of Shechut Echutz, because Shechut Echutz by definition is always Shechita Shenirui. So you should learn out Shechut Echutz from Shechut Echutz. Even if it has a Psul Acher, it should also be Chayiv. So that's the question. So Taisus thinks that answer is not valid. The Yeshua, he writes him his answer, they think it's not true. Svaruhu the Afinim Bigufayu. Reb Shimon will also agree that you shouldn't learn out from Tvach Tevach V'Hachein. You should learn out Min Ayyub Bey, that you don't need Shechita Haruya in order to be Chayv Koreis by Shechut Echutz. Wait in the Yerul Eri, he holds that that Teretz is not a valid Teretz. In Kein Shechet, Trefes Chulam Ba'azara. What's the din? Chulam Ba'azara. Chul Mazar is a machlokes hatanoim, whether it's an Issa deraisa and Issa derabban. Reb Shimon happens to hold that it's an Issa deraisa. Reb Shimon happens to hold that it's an Issa deraisa. What if you shecht a treifa? What if you have a korban? Not a korban. Chul Mazar. What if you shecht the treifa in the azara? So will it be asa bahanoa or not? A treifa is a treifa. It's going to be asa bachila. Will it be asa bahanoa? Do you say, hey, you violated Chul Mazar? If you shoot Chulam Bazara, that's not called Chulam Bazara. So it's Mutta Banoah. But if you shecht Chulam Bazara, that it has an Issa Hanoah. So what if you shecht the Behema Treifa Bazara? So they dug up a Gemara. It says, Sheikhe Treifa Chulam Bazara, if Shimon is Mat Banoah, so Perk Shendik Kedushim Kisa Adam. Why Mishim Nabi Shechit Shenim Ruya? If Shimon holds that Chulam Bazara is an Issa Deraisa, and it's also Bahanoah. But it only applies if you shecht Chulam Bazara. If you bring in a sandwich, you take it, you're not allowed to eat your sandwich in the Azara. If you took in the sandwich and you took it out, it doesn't become asa banah. If you shoot an animal in the azara, it doesn't become asa banah. It's asa bachila, you shot it. So what's the din if you shech the behemoth treif in the azara? So Tosa says it's an ofene gemara in kiddushin sof perek sheni in kisei adam echulin. If Reb Shimon's din that chulin bazar is an isa deraisa, that's asa banah, doesn't apply if you shech the treif of bazar. We have a fourth case where you say shechita sheni v'yav machlekes Reb Shimon the rabbanah. Reb Shimon, we don't hold like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds shechita sheni v'yav shmo shechita. If he shech the treifa in the azara, so it'll be asa b'achila, but you won't have an isa hano. You won't have an isa hano. So Tosis says, but what happened to the yesha hayirotz and loymar? They came up with this newfangled svara that the only time there's a machlik is Reb Shimon the rabbanah where the shechita sheni v'yav shmo shechita or not, but you should learn that from tvarach tevach v'achain or not. Is in a parsha kisei adam osves beno dala dehei, where the normal shechita is a shechita hamuteris, but whenever the normal shechita is going to be aser, so then there's not going to be a machlekes of shimon the rabbanah. Mishimu will agree that shechita sheni bo yishma shechita. So Tosfos strikes that kasha here. If he shecht chulin bo azara is an isa hano. So it's always going to be a shechita sheni ruya. So how is it ever asa b'hanua? How is it ever asa b'hanua? It should never be asa b'hanua, chulam bazar. But since it's asa b'hanua, so shechita sheni ruya. Shechita sheni ruya, lav shmo shechita. So he didn't shecht it, so it's like he shot it. So you can't take the din of chulam bazar to undo its own self. Like you can't take the din of shechut echutz to undo the din of shechut echutz. That's the taisis anamana. You can't take osvez b'not to undo the din of osvez b'not. That's what they tined against Rashi. Rashi takes the din of Osa Ezbeno and it undoes the Yisra of Osa Ezbeno. He says that's impossible. It can't undo itself. So they ask over here, so since the din of Chulam Bazar doesn't undo its own self, so Chulam Bazar obviously should be an exception to the rule. According to the Yesha Hayirot Zimbaimah, they claim that by Shchut Techutz, Reb Shimon Shita never applies. So why does it apply to Chulam Bazar? I should say the same thing. It, by definition, that Yisra is always a shechita sheni ruya. So then Rab Shimon's going to learn minei bay. So you see that they're wrong. That's his kasha. So you see that it's not true. Elam shum de afilu hachi. Dina shelo yehei bo psul achas. So Tosfos is blind by kasha. They read just disproved the yesha hayirotzim lomar. So you're left with that kasha that they asked before. Why does the Gemara sob zvachim perik basuk zvachim daf yud gimel? Why do they need a pasuk to tell me that if the carbon is pasul, raveh v'nirva, etc., so there's no kares of shchut echutz. Tosfos says there won't be kares anywhere in the Reb Shimon because there'll be a shchita sheni ruya machmas psul achem. That's Tosfos's kash. So they left off on a kash. Okay. Good. Maybe tomorrow we'll continue. Tosfos said, I'm not so hard here. Tosfos said, I'm very easy. You just have to know the Gemara that they're quoting. In the storybooks, they write that the Balei Tosfos lived through the Crusades. So they have a tradition, I don't think it's true. They write, they have a tradition, I think the tradition was made up in the 1800s. They have a tradition that these big Taisusim were written the night before there was a big massacre, and they knew that they were going to be killed the next day, and they were sitting and learning the most complicated Taisusim they wrote. It's not the most complicated Taisusim, it's very easy. Taisusim doesn't say anything here. They just juggle all the Gemaras like they always do. The Gemara is quoting fremde topics. The Tosfos has to fill in all the information from all the Gemara. It's not such complicated Tosfos. I don't think that story is true.